Towns is going to drop 30 a night. And Rudy Gobert, I mean, two of the best rim protectors in the game. And, yeah. you know, don't forget, even with, I mean, Patrick Beverley is, it's a loss, but they were a top 12, top 13 defense this year here. And they didn't have a whole lot of rim protectors outside of Karl Anthony Towns, who found it hard to do both, be the top scorer as well as be the best defender. Now with Rudy Gobert in there, oh my God, you think it was hard scoring on Robert Williams and Al Horford. Good luck. Let me know how that works, trying to take it into the paint with those guys. But again, who's Anthony Edwards has got to take that next step. D'Angelo Russell, what are you going to do with him? They have some other parts they need to. They got to take that next step. And then Minnesota replaces Utah in the West as that team that is this close, but ultimately falls apart in the end.
Dave, they gave up four players. Check that. Five players and
five,
four first-round draft choices.
Yep.
I mean, for one guy who's okay, you know, he's good. So, not that everything's got to fall back on the Nets, but if you're the Nets now, you're saying to yourself, wait a minute now. If the teacups gave up nine guys for a mediocre player, what do we have to ask for a Kevin Durant trade? That's why I don't think he's being traded. I really don't. I'm telling you, that 36-1, I think, is golden. But nine players, in essence, for one, who's really not even great.
It doesn't even make sense. I saw it, and I thought it was wrong. I mean, the first thing I saw was the number of people in it, and I'm like, this can't be. It just doesn't make any sense. This is the way you have to do it now, though, to clear the space and make it all work. I don't know what to make Brooklyn. If we're in the room, we have to have a discussion. Like, how much do we want to take in case he don't go is the only question you're asking. Because if he goes, nobody's going to bet him anyway. The only way anyone is winning the NBA championship is if he stays. Pretty simple. So,
this copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Las Vegas Aviators Baseball Club and the Commissioner's Office of Major League Baseball, and is intended solely for the private, non-commercial use of our audience. Any publication, reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions or other accounts of this game without the express written consent of the Las Vegas Aviators is prohibited.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball is on the air. Target is locked.
Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio is brought to you by Visit Laughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. And now, let's go out to the ballpark. Here's the 2021 Nevada Sportscaster of the Year, Russ Langer.
And in for Russ Langer, Matt Nevert, welcoming you into Las Vegas Ballpark for the first game of a three-game series between the Las Vegas Aviators and visiting Round Rock Express. We'll say it's the middle of a six-game set, if that's what works for you, with the Round Rock Express defeating the Aviators two of the last three nights. Las Vegas with a 10-1 win back on Tuesday evening before losses by 10-1 and 3-0 score. With the Aviators amassing a total of one hit last night, it was Spencer Howard and Spencer Patton combining to twist up a gem for the Round Rock Express. Although in the 3-0 loss, the Aviators did make some history. We played the game last night in a grand total of 1 hour and 57 minutes, short of the runtime of the new movie Top Gun Maverick, which we are celebrating tonight. Tom Cruise Top Gun night with the Aviators sporting flight suit jerseys. Yes, the tops and the bottoms, a army green flight suit look with camo caps. A really cool look celebrating the release of the new movie Top Gun Maverick, rather. Wouldn't want to mess that one up. Tonight, it's Jared Koenig against Colby Allard in what should be a really intriguing matchup of left-handed starters. Koenig optioned down from the Major League Oakland Athletics. Koenig, when he was called up to Oakland, was the Pacific Coast League's leader in earned run average. Koenig resumes his 4-2 record in 2.21 ERA, making his 10th outing, 9th start of the year. In 53 innings of the AAA level, Koenig has struck out 61 batters and allowed just a 2.03 opponent batting average against. Colby Allard, the SoCal-born left-hander,
Comes in 0-1 with a 4.35 ERA. The 6'1", 205-pound, 24-year-old, originally a top prospect in the Braves organization before being acquired in a trade by the Rangers 3 years ago. The Aviators enter tonight first place in the Pacific Coast League's West Division at 42-32, 10 games over 500 and 3.5 games up over second place Reno. They also enter into the night 25-14 here at Las Vegas Ballpark, tied with Oklahoma City for the best home record in the PCL. Round Rock, winners of two of the last three against Las Vegas, enter tonight 39-36 overall, third place in the PCL's East Division, but a full 8 games back of Oklahoma City. Round Rock coming in 20-16 on the road. It's Jared Koenig versus Colby Allard, the pitching matchup, with Las Vegas returning home for one of just 9 home games scheduled for the month of July. Of course, a lot of games early on in April and May. June was a good month to Las Vegas. They hope to kick off the first day of July in a much better fashion than they finished the 3-game set at Round Rock. Still plenty more to come here on our Hash House of Go-Go pregame show. When we return, we'll set the schedule around the Pacific Coast League East, and we'll also get you a more in-depth preview of our starting pitching matchup tonight between Jared Koenig and Colin Yowler. All that and more coming up when we return on the Hash House of Go-Go pregame show.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
School's out for summer, but if your business is running clear manual processes and delays will leave you scrambling, graduate to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. No matter how big your business grows, with NetSuite, you'll gain visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more, just like 93% of surveyed businesses who already graduated. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program, so head to netsuite.com/RBI.
Win prizes with Club Ride when you ride the bus, bike, carpool, walk, or work from home. Club Ride can help you find a better way to work that will save you time and money. Plus, Club Ride gives away hundreds of prizes every month for reporting your work or school trips. Sign up at ClubRideLV.com or download the Club Ride Rewards app and start scoring prizes today. Club Ride is a free service brought to you by the Regional Transportation Commission of Southern Nevada.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Hash House of Go-Go pregame show continues from Las Vegas Ballpark. Matt Never joining you on Tom Cruise Top Gun Night, with Las Vegas celebrating the 4th of July all weekend. Should be a packed house for today, tomorrow, and Sunday's 3 games against Round Rock. Las Vegas looking for vengeance after dropping 2 of the last 3 games in Round Rock by scores of 10-1 and 3-0. Las Vegas amassed a total of 1 hit and 3 base runners yesterday, although they're returning to the friendly confines this evening. Aviators hitting 3-0, 237 elsewhere. So the friendly confines have been friendly to Las Vegas so far this year. The Aviators enter into the night first place in the Pacific Coast League West, and a title that they've held for quite some time. They're 3.5 games up on Reno at 42-32 so far on the year. There are a handful of games in action around the Pacific Coast League, with Oklahoma City and El Paso already in the top of inning number 5, and it's a close one, as close as can be. 4-4 the score between the Dodgers and the Chihuahuas. They're in the middle of the third in Albuquerque, the Sugarland Space Cowboys leading 3-2 over the Isotopes. That game heading into the bottom of the third, Albuquerque batting at home. Sacramento has been taking care of business as far as the Las Vegas Aviators are concerned. Winners last night against the Reno Aces. They're in the bottom of the first inning in Northern California with the Sacramento Rivercats, and the Reno Aces still scoreless, still hitless, with Sacramento due up for the first time momentarily in Salt Lake and Tacoma, set to get it going from Tacoma, Washington, Cheney Stadium, a host site of tonight's game between the Bees and the Rainiers. The Oakland Athletics, after a score of roster moves yesterday, back in action today. They'll be starting in just about 10 minutes. A 7:10 first pitch scheduled at T-Mobile Park in Seattle. It's the Athletics and James Caprellian going up against Marco Gonzalez and the Seattle Mariners. Caprellian, who started the year in a major league rehab stint with the Aviators, still winless at the big league level, 0-5 with a 5.88 earned run average. We'll check in on the scores around the rest of the major leagues on our Hash House of Go-Go scoreboard look-in during the broadcast, keeping an eye on Jared Koenig and Colby Allard tonight. A battle of hard-throwing left-handers with Jared Koenig, the big-bodied southpaw out of Aptos, California, 6'5", 235-pound, 28-year-old, making his first start since being sent down from Oakland. And Colby Allard is 0-1 with a 4.35 ERA. He's made six appearances all start so far for Round Rock. This is his third stint, having gone back and forth from the Rangers and Round Rock. Allard was 2-13 last year with the Rangers as far as the major league level, so he's looking to turn it around this year, looking to build up the durability as well, is Colby Allard starting tonight against Jared Koenig. When we step pregame show, we'll take a look at starting lineups, and we'll keep on continuing to take a look at the Top Gun Maverick uniforms that the Aviators are donning tonight. All that and more when we return on the Hash House of Go-Go pregame show.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf. Dining. Outdoor recreation. Gaming, and fun for the whole family. All in one convenient location. Plan your quick escape at visitmesquite.com.
Honey, Neighborhood Watch just called. They said they caught you hiding in the bushes again.
But I saw Joni and Steve leaving.
Not this again.
How do they afford that bougie golf club membership?
Listen, I talked to Steve, and he said they found a way to supplement their income.
I knew it. I must get back to my bush to find out.
No. Now just sit down. I found out that they invest at Ignite Funding.
That sounds too good to be true.
Yeah, I thought so too. But you know what? I talked to them, and we can get passive income in collateralized real estate investments.
Whoa. Hold on. Our investments are collateralized?
Yep, and I already invested. So how do you feel about a trip to Bora Bora?
Ignite Funding. Short-term investments for long-time investors. To learn more, visit ignitefunding.com or call 702-761-0000. That's 702-761-0000.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Back in our Hash House of Go-Go pregame show, the starting lineup for the visiting Round Rock Express. The first baseman leading off is Elier Hernandez. Ezekiel Duran in center field for the first time in the series, batting second. Nick Solak, the left fielder, hitting third. Top prospect catcher Sam Huff will bat in the cleanup spot, with the second baseman Diaspel Arias hitting fifth. Steele Walker makes his fourth straight start in the outfield, playing in right field tonight. Ryan Dorrell, the shortstop, will bat seventh. Josh Soleil, the designated hitter, hitting in the penultimate spot in the lineup. Nash Knight, the third baseman, rounding out the starting nine for the Round Rock Express. We'll step aside for the national anthem, Aviators lineup, and first pitch when we return to Las Vegas Ballpark.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio, 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
Looking good, Mrs. Dubs.
The head groundskeeper at Thad's Golf Course just retired.
We need to find someone in the next 2 weeks. Someone with botany and management experience.
He needs a replacement because the greens are already looking a little rough.
Aeration, they need to know it all.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by interviewing on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Aviator One is flying with a wingman, Pete Maverick from Top Gun.
Your Las Vegas Aviators celebrate our independence with a short three-game homestand this Friday through Sunday against the Round Rock Express, the AAA affiliate of the Texas Rangers. Friday night, the first 2,000 fans get a free Top Gun Maverick t-shirt. Then we light up the sky on both Saturday and Sunday nights with an incredible fireworks extravaganza presented by your Las Vegas Hyundai dealers. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it? Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Snack?
Moments away from first pitch here in the first game of three between the Aviators and the Round Rock Express. Matt Nevert in for Russ Langer in what proves to be a really, really fun weekend. Tonight, Tom Cruise Top Gun night with Las Vegas wearing a full flight suit uniform. Now, they're not recommissioned flight suits. No, they are just Navy or Army green tops and bottoms with the camouflage caps. As Jared Koenig takes the field now, leading the Aviators out with the starting lineup behind him as follows. Luis Barrera playing in right field, leading things off when the Aviators bat in the bottom of inning number one. Christian Lopes, the third baseman, hits second. He was 3-for-10 with a pair of doubles in the three games in Round Rock. Shea Langeliers up to the three spot in the lineup. He's doing the catching this evening with Dermis Garcia hitting in the cleanup spot and doing the first base fielding. Austin Allen serving as a designated hitter, batting fifth. And it's the Aviators' debut of Christian Pache. He's optioned down from the big league club earlier today. Pache acquired in the same trade with Shea Langeliers from the Atlanta organization. They were the two cornerstones, really, of the Matt Olson deal. Pache playing in center field and batting sixth, hitting just 159 with two home runs and 13 RBIs in 68 games with Oakland. But he is one of the premier defensive outfielders at any level across professional baseball. Billy McKinney will bat seventh and play out in left field with Kevin Smith, the shortstop, hitting eighth. Drew Jackson making the start at second base and batting ninth. It's Jared Koenig against Colby Allard, the pitching matchup. Koenig getting his final warm-up tosses in ahead of first pitch. It'll be Darius Gagne, the crew chief of our umpires this evening, signaling balls and strikes behind home plate, the arbiter of the ABS. Luis rounds out the triumvirate of officials here on a Friday night, Tom Cruise Top Gun night, where his 2,000 fans were treated with an Aviators Top Gun t-shirt. Those are always in high demand. And big-time fireworks shows each of the next two nights with a fireworks extravaganza on July 3rd. Koenig up against Elier Hernandez up into the leadoff spot playing at first base with no Bubba Thompson in the lineup tonight for the Round Rock Express. Hernandez digs in from the right side. First baseman batting 270. He's clubbed 8 home runs, knocked in 28 RBIs. 54 games for Round Rock. Koenig deals from the extreme third base side of the rubber. His first pitch is high on a fastball. Call for ball one up and away. Underway at 7:06 here on a Friday night. Koenig's making his ninth outing, 10th start for Las Vegas. And he's doing it against the Round Rock Express, who have had the Aviators' numbers each of the last two games. Losses by a 10-1 and 3-0 score each of the last 2 days. As Hernandez swings and dribbles one foul down the third base side. Manager Matt Hagen over to go scoop it up and flip it over the net to a lucky fan in the third base bleacher seats. Two balls and a strike to Elier Hernandez. Koenig, the 6'5 left-hander out of Aptos, California, deals on a 2-1 pitch that's fouled straight down. Slider goes as a foul ball and will bring the count to two balls and two strikes. Koenig back after four starts with Oakland, but posted respectable numbers. 1-2 record, 6.38 ERA in his first taste of major league action.
He deals out of the full wide on 2-2. Hernandez laces one the other way. Heading back is Barrera. Right fielder watches it bounce off the top of the wall and back into the field of play. Heading for second is Hernandez. A throw is picked out at short, and it's a bit late as Hernandez slides in feet first and safely with his eighth double of the year. A leadoff hit for Round Rock, and Koenig dealing with a runner on second base right away is Ezekiel Duran. The right-handed batting center fielder stands in. Koenig's numbers with Las Vegas before the call-up absolutely garnered him back on June 8th. 4-2 with a 2-2-1 record. In the Pacific Coast League. And it's just the 40th hit he's allowed in over 53 innings. Duran, standing tall in the box, swings at the first pitch and fouls it straight back. That'll clear the sweet level and vacate the premises. Koenig getting ahead, nothing and one to Duran, who is a top prospect of the Rangers organization. So much so that they lipped him from Double-A to the big leagues this year. He skipped Triple-A altogether. Now making his fourth straight start. This time his first in center field, as Koenig gets him to foul another pitch straight back. A fastball at 85. You're not going to see upper 90s heat from Jared Koenig, but what he does do well with the fastball is dial it up and down. Fastball, cutter, slider, and change, the four pitches for the left-hander. He comes set at the belt, dealing from the third base side of the rubber. He looks to second, turns to second, no throw. He picked the front leg and turned the body back towards the bag. Drew Jackson keeping an eye on the runner, but Hernandez back in before throw. Counts nothing and two to Duran. 1 of 11 is three outings for Round Rock. Here's the pitch. Down low, call for ball one. Nicely placed fastball, but Duran did not offer up. His only hit during the three games in Round Rock was a home run. Came last night in the sixth inning. It was the final of the three runs scored, both for Round Rock and in the game, and as a total. He's behind a ball and two strikes as Koenig fires to the dish. Missing outside, that changeup falling off the outer third. Two balls and two strikes to Duran. 5'11", 185-pound Dominican infielder, outfielder tonight. He's played third base, shortstop, and now center field in the four games. And here's a 2-2 offering. He backs out of the way of a fastball in on the kneecaps, called for ball three. Koenig trying to go after him with the heat, but Duran backing away. Nick Solak awaiting on deck. And the right fielder, Luis Barrera, the only defensive player still battling with the sun. Here's the 3-2 payoff. Duran hits it sky high to the right side of shallow right field. Heading back is the second baseman, Jackson. It drops in front of him. Runners heading from second to third as Luis Barrera picks it up. And Jackson was absolutely battling with the sun there. He ran straight back into the section of the outfield, still covered by the sun. As soon as he went into it from the shade, you could tell he lost it right off the bat. It'll be a base hit for Duran. Runners on the corners after two hits to begin the game for Round Rock. And brings up the left fielder, Nick Solak, a right-handed hitter batting 250 on the year. So a jam right away for Jared Koenig. He has not had a lot of those at the AAA level this year. Great level of success. Opponents batted just 203 against him here at the Aviators. This is low with a fastball. Left on right matchup goes 1-0 to Solak. Four home runs along with 19 RBIs for Solak. 27-year-old stands 5'10", tips the scales at 185 pounds. 3-for-11 with a home run last night. It's part of the three-game set in total. Swings at a 1-0 pitch and rips it foul on the ground on the third base line. Goes past the rolled-up tarp on the third base side and evens up the count at one. Aviators with home games tonight, tomorrow, Sunday before July 4th will feature the first of a six-game series at Oklahoma City. In, at least as of right now, a battle of the PCL's top two teams in the divisions. Koenig comes set looking at first. Runner goes. 1-1 pitch hit on the ground to short. Runner advancing from third to the plate. The only throw for the shortstop, Smith, is to first. It's in time to retire Solak, who earns RBI number 20 with Elier Hernandez. Heads up base running, taking off from third. So the stolen base attempt negated for Duran. He's safe at second with Solak rounding out to short. With that, Round Rock leads by a 1-0 score. Koenig hoping to limit the damage here in the first inning. It's just the 14th earned run allowed against him. Over 53 innings so far with Las Vegas. Heads in. Right-handed batter takes a big hack and can't connect. Slider falling beneath the bat for a called strike one. Huff had a home run in the series. Was 0-for-3 last night. 2-for-11 overall. Started two of the three games behind the plate. The other one as the DH. Swings and misses. Had another slider. Count quickly goes nothing and two. This Rangers AAA affiliate in Round Rock loaded with top prospects, including Huff and Duran off second base. But Huff's behind nothing and two. Langelier sets up inside. Koenig deals. Huff swings and misses at strike three. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. Three straight swings and misses by Huff. It's the 62nd strikeout for Koenig with Las Vegas, and it's the second out of the first inning. Round Rock on top, 1-0 on the strength of two base hits and an RBI ground out from Solak. Here's Dispel Arias. Wide open stance from the right side for the second baseman. Native of Havana, Cuba. Takes a swing and can't connect on a changeup tailing away from him. 85 on the radar gun there, and Koenig moves ahead yet again. That's his MO, because aside from a streak of starts at the end of April and May where he amassed 29 strikeouts in three starts, he's not a huge strikeout pitcher. Backing away from this fastball is Arias. Count goes even at 1-1. Shea Langelier is doing the catching tonight, though, with a point back to Koenig. That's exactly where the two had decided to fire that one in there. Koenig was with Oakland when these two teams played here at Las Vegas Ballpark a couple of weeks ago. So this is his first matchup against the Express. He turns to second. The runner caught in no man's land. The throw to third is a bit late. The throw to second in time. Tagging him out is Drew Jackson as Duran tried a swim move to get the hand away. It'll go 1-5-4 on the putout. And Jared Koenig is able to limit the damage to one run on two hits. Nobody left on. Nick Solak RBI ground out the difference thus far. Aviators due up for the first time, trailing one.
Sell your car? AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
The world's best pizza, and you made it.
I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach the world. Visit coxbusiness.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Aviators due up in the bottom of inning number one, trailing 1-0. Round Rock plating a run on two hits. Amelia Hernandez scoring, the only difference thus far. Luis Barrera, the right fielder, in from the left side to lead things off against left-handed starter Colby Allard. 0-1 with a 4.35 ERA in his third stint at Round Rock this year. First pitch swinging is Barrera. Lines one to right center field. That's down for a base hit. Ezekiel Duran over into the gap to cut it off. Center fielder will fire it in. One pitch, one base runner on as Luis Barrera wastes no, puts the tying run on base with nobody out for Christian Lopes. Twenty and two-thirds innings tossed for Allard here at the AAA level. That's just the 22nd hit he's given up. 25 strikeouts to 9 walks for the left-hander out of Anaheim. He's a control pitcher to be sure. Lopes in from the right side. He swings and misses at a first-pitch fastball. Two pitches, two swings from Barrera and Lopes. Christian hitting .244. Recorded three hits and 10 at-bats. Two of those three hits doubles in a three-game series at Round Rock before the set flipped to Las Vegas Ballpark. 0-1 changeup drifting way outside. Count goes even from Allard, who features a fastball in the low to mid-90s. Also a very plus curveball to go along with the changeup that he just threw for ball number one to Lopes. Barrera with a very short leadoff first. Allard picks the foot and fires over there. Barrera back in safely. Allard, as most southpaws do, a crafty pickoff move where as long as you don't cross that front foot over imaginary line in the middle of your body, you can either go to the plate or to first. Barrera still with a very protective lead. Lopes hits this one to the right side of the infield. Backing up into shallow right is the second baseman Arias, battling with the sun. He's able to turn around and make the catch. Look for a moment that it was going to be a similar play to the one that Duran hit that Jackson wasn't able to track down on the top of the first, but instead, he's able to glove it. Lopes pops out for the first out. Shea Langeliers standing in from the right side. Catcher batting third, hitting .269. 13 bombs, 34 runs batted in. Big gap on the right side of the infield as he takes a first pitch curveball missing away. Allard's not an imposing presence on the mound, but he throws hard. All of 6'1", 195, a former top prospect of the Braves. Traded to Texas in 2019. Pulls a fastball by a swinging Shea Langeliers. Count goes even at one. He was the 14th overall pick in 2015 out of San Clemente High School in California. About an hour outside of San Diego, and passed up a scholarship to UCLA for $3 million. Langeliers drives this one to center. Going back is Duran. Center fielder at the track. He leaps up at the wall. It's off his glove. Rounding second, heading to third is Barrera. He gets the wave to the plate. Langeliers rounding second. The throw to home plate is cut off. And the Aviators have it tied at one in the bottom of the first inning. Wasting no time there with Shea Langeliers. Drove it to the absolute deepest part of center field. And Ezekiel Duran, who has played infield for the last 3 days, just couldn't track it down. He had that thing in and out of the glove. As Langeliers stands at third. We'll await the official scoring. As Dermis Garcia stands in from the right side. All of a sudden, back where we started with the score tied. Allard working out of the stretch from the first base side. Misses low on a changeup. 87 on the radar gun, and Garcia moves ahead. Barrera and Fran Reardon, the manager in the third base coaching box, absolutely on the same page as soon as that ball was not fielded by Duran. Barrera had to hold up, basically was standing on second base just in case it was caught. A shoestring effort. It's Garcia obliges on a changeup in the dirt. Swings and misses at strike one to even the count. So Langeliers on third. All of a sudden representing the go-ahead run. Dermis Garcia has driven in 27 runs in 47 games, including 8 home runs, to the tune of a .267 batting average. Watches this fastball just inside. 92 from Allard. Called for ball two. The ruling a triple for Shea Langeliers. That'll give him RBI number 35 on his second three-bagger of the campaign. Put a charge into that ball. Straightaway center. Garcia checks the swing as a curveball tumbles over the outer third for a called strike two. Dermis just one of seven. Played in two of the three games in round. 6-1 win on Tuesday. Not a lot of offense to speak of over the last 2 days, including a one-hit performance yesterday. Here's the 2-2. Garcia swings and fouls it straight back. Aviators with more hits in three batters than they had in nine at-bats last night. Already starting off on a great foot this evening after giving up, or rather scoring one run on five hits over the last two games combined. Although they hit much, much better at home. Nicely spotted curveball missing inside to Garcia as the count goes full. Austin Allen, the reigning Pacific Coast League Player of the Week, awaiting on deck. Aviators as a team hitting 301 at home, 237 on the road. Friendly confines of Las Vegas Ballpark. 3-2 pitch, roped foul down the third base side. Line drive screamer into a section of seats. Everybody all right, and we're back with a 3-2 count. Good crowd in attendance tonight, 103 degrees at time of first pitch, but the temperature falling as the sun sets beyond the third base side. Wind blowing out towards the video board in left center field. Allard comes set with the glove held underneath the jaw. Here's his 3-2 pitch. Inside, ball four. Garcia takes a breaking ball for the walk. Allard's 10th walk with Round Rock. That'll put runners on first and third with a sweet swinging Austin Allen. Allen was 0-for-4 in his only appearance in the three games in Round Rock, but here in the first day of July, we can start to reflect on some of the numbers in June. He was outstanding in 12 appearances in the sixth calendar month. Batting 306 overall through 24 appearances for the Aviators. Three home runs, 18 of them driven in. Checks the swing on a curveball moving outside. Call for ball one. Allen, one of just three left-handed batters in the lineup tonight for Fran Reardon in Las Vegas. Four with both of his home runs and 12 runs batted in. Here's the newly minted cutter for Colby Allard, finding the outside black of the home plate for a called strike one. Allen, along with Langelier, is the only two catchers on the roster. Allen acquired a trade 3 years ago from the Padres. Curveball in the dirt, blocked by the catcher Huff. Two loop balls and a strike. The count to Austin Allen. Celia Hernandez holding on at first. Nash Knight, the third baseman, way off the bag. Shortstop Doral shaded up the middle. Everybody straight up in the outfield except for Steele Walker and Wright. He is way off the line. Allen takes a 91-mile-an-hour fastball right down Broadway for a called strike two. He didn't pick the bat up off the shoulder. That was a called take. He digs back in. Steers down Allard as the left-hander takes the sign. Catcher Huff sets up away. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on, a broken bat blooper into the infield. The shortstop Doro grabs it, touches second. He throws it to first in time before Langeliers can score. So a broken bat, one-hop ground ball right to the shortstop Doro, and a 6-3 twin killing ends the threat in the first, but not before the Aviators score a run on two hits. Ashea Langeliers run scoring triple, as is tied. Through one inning of play, Round Rock and Las Vegas all knotted up at one run apiece.
Nice Chevy Trailblazer, Ben.
Thanks. It was love at first sight.
But didn't you say you loved all the room in the Chevy Traverse?
Oh, yeah.
And didn't you say you loved the style of the Chevy Blazer?
No doubt.
And all that technology in the Chevy Equinox?
Definitely.
But the Trailblazer was love at first sight?
Well, I didn't say it was the only one I loved at first sight.
The hardest part of driving home in a new Chevy SUV is choosing which one. Visit Henderson Chevrolet, best of them all.
Family-owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 19. Innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the Valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
One to one the score between the Express and the Aviators. Both sides putting a leadoff runner on. Both sides bringing their leadoff runner around a score in the top and bottom halves of the first inning here in the first game of three at Las Vegas Ballpark. 5-6-7 due up for Round Rock against Jared Koenig. Begins the second against Diospel Arias, who swings to the first pitch, lofts it to left field. Playable for Billy McKinney as he takes just a couple of steps in, stops, reaches up with one hand, and makes the catch over the right shoulder. Arias, who was batting when the runner Duran was picked off between second and third to end the first inning, pops out to left on the first pitch of the second. That'll bring up Steele Walker from the left. Right fielder Walker tonight batting .257 on the year. Three of his last seven played in each of the last two games for Round Rock. Launches a first pitch cutter over the outside for a called strike one. Clubbed one of his four home runs over the last three games as he hits this one off the end of the bat on the ground right to the second baseman Jackson. Wastes no time, flipping one over to first base in a sidearm fashion. Quickly and easily able to retire Walker is Koenig. Two up and two away here in the second to get through the first inning. That was his fourth pitch of the second. Brings up Ryan Doro. Doro, the shortstop, batting seventh with two outs and nobody on. A couple of steps to the left around the infield as it's a swing. A high drive, playable to left center field. Over into the gap is McKinney. It's the center fielder Pache that lets it drop. Pache, who's an excellent defensive center fielder, wasn't able to get there early enough. McKinney looked like he was going to be able to get there and pulled off. Instead, it bounces between them, and into second base with a double is Doro. That's the risk you run in the first game with a new affiliate. Pache's making his Aviators debut tonight. McKinney, with the way that he jogged back on it, made it look like it was going to be a can of corn for the left fielder. Instead, it sounded like Pache called him off. Regardless, two outs and a runner on second for Josh Soleil in from the left side. As the designated hitter watches a slider tumbling outside. Soleil 2 for 11 over the last three nights with a home run. The average just under 300 coming into tonight at 297. Three-man shift on the right of the infield. Koenig deals from the stretch. Nice-looking curveball snapped up just low by Langoliers. With shade encompassing the entirety of the playing surface. And the wind taking a turn here in the second inning, blowing slightly out towards right field. Packed house watching Koenig come set on 2-0. Here's the left-hander's pitch. Soleil takes outside on a fastball, and he's well ahead, three balls and no strikes. You'd be hard-pressed to find a pitcher with more experience at more levels and more leagues than Jarred Koenig. He's only 28 years old. His 3-0 to Soleil is swung on and fouled back. Soleil with the green light on 3-0. Got the fastball he was looking for, but unable to make solid contact. Koenig spent the first 2 years of his college career at Central Arizona College, junior college level. Old Dominion for a year. Spent his final year at Cal State Monterey Bay, Division II school in California. Soleil takes a 3-1 fastball right down the heart of the dish. A called strike two will bring the count full with a couple of outs. Doro on second after a double in a 1-1 game. Koenig was drafted by the White Sox but didn't sign. Spent 3 years in the indie ball ranks before the Athletics picked him up. The 3-2 payoff. Soleil takes one just outside. Koenig thought it was strike three. Instead, it's his first walk of the night and his 16th in an Aviators uniform. The only positive is that it does set up a force out anywhere around the infield with two down. Soleil jogging down to first. Doral staying on second. And the switch hitting Nash Knight in from the right side against the left-hander Koenig, who was outstanding in his first year in affiliated ball. Last year in a full season stint with the Midland Rockhounds in Double A. Came after three seasons with five independent league teams. Gets ahead with a fastball that Knight watches for a called strike one. In 25 games this year, Knight, a .222 hitter with a pair of home runs and 15 RBIs. Originally from Denton, Texas. Spent all of last year the Buffalo AAA affiliate of Toronto. Here's an 0-1 offering. He swings and shoots a foul ball straight back on another heater. Koenig getting ahead, nothing and two on the number nine batter. Koenig signed after a 2018 season with the Lake Erie Crushers in the Frontier League. 7-2 with a .224 earned run average. It's enough to get you a pro ball contract, to be sure. The outfield shaded especially deep against Knight. They don't want anything dropping over their heads. as Koenig picks the leg, turns towards second. Doro able to scamper back into the bag without a throw. Left-hander with a belt tie set. Koenig delivers on 0-2. Swung on. Ground. Rounding third. Heading to the plate is Doro. He'll score without a throw. This is picked up by Pache. Limiting Knight to an RBI single. And for the second time in two innings, Round Rock jumps out to a one-run lead. 2-1. The visitors on top here in game one of the series. RBI number 16 for Knight. Soleil goes first to third. Ends up base running from the designated hitter as well. So Elier Hernandez, the leadoff batter, steps in for a second time here in the second inning. He doubled to lead it off against Koenig. Came around to score the only tally in the first inning. He's got a wide open stance. Swings and misses at the first pitch. Nice sharp breaking curveball falling low by Koenig. Hernandez offering up at it for strike one. It was his eighth double of the year. And he hit the two-bagger in the first inning. Ezekiel Duran, the on-deck batter, singled behind him. The ball that dropped behind the second baseman, Jackson. 0-1 fastball missing just in. Koenig dealing in his ninth start, 10th outing of the year. Brings the count even at one. Koenig made four outings for the Oakland Athletics, two of them against Kansas City by happenstance. So Hernandez hits a ground ball to short. Diving is the shortstop, Smith. He won't get it. It's into left field. Scoring easily is Josh Soleil. And an RBI single for Elier Hernandez gives Round Rock a 3-1 advantage here in the second. So he's now scored a run and driven in another. 29th RBI of the year for Hernandez. Round Rock up to a 2-run lead for Ezekiel Duran. All the damage coming with two outs. Arias and Walker recorded two quick and easy putouts on four pitches for a double, a walk, and a pair of singles back-to-back of two runs on three hits and a walk so far in the frame. Duran takes a cutter inside. Dealing by the back hip is Koenig. For the Express, one run on two first-inning hits for Las Vegas. Christian Pache set to lead it off in the bottom of the second. The 1-0 from Koenig. The changeup finds the outer half at 87 for a called strike one. Koenig's best start at the major league level was his only start in Oakland. 5 2/3 innings, blanking the Royals on two hits, with four walks included. This one's ripped down the left field side. That'll drop for a base hit. It was hit too hard, so Knight has to hold up a third. But it'll go as the third straight single. And will load the bases with two down for Nick Solak. That one hit too hard by Duran. If he hits that thing on a dribbler through the left side of the infield, Knight likely able to score without a throw, but instead picked up on the first hop by McKinney, and that'll bring out a mound visit in the second inning from Steve Connolly. You always wonder about the mentality, especially of the starting pitchers in their first start back from the big league club. Colby Allard, starter tonight for Round Rock, kind of dealing with the same thing, as he's been optioned down three times. This is the first time that Koenig has been optioned from the big league club. Koenig in his first four major league outings, relative success, a 1-2 record, 6.38 ERA. Although he did walk 11 to just 10 strikeouts in 18 and a third innings. Opponents batted just .288 against him at the big leagues. So here's Solak. Sacks full, two down in a 3-1 game. Right-handed hitting left fielder. Takes a nicely placed changeup. Painting black on the outside there was Jared. Solak grounded out to short in the first inning, but scored Elier Hernandez. The first run of the contest. Nowhere to put him here. Infield shaded deep with two outs. 0-1 pitch, hit on the ground right to the second baseman, Jackson. He'll make the underhand flip the short way to Kevin Smith standing on the bag, but damage done in the second. Two runs scoring on a combined 6-7-8, two up for Las Vegas, entering into the bottom of the second inning, trailing 3-1.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review Journal 7 at 7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at reviewjournal.com.
Chevrolet has new extended weekday service, parts, and sales hours from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
Hi, I'm Susan Feniger, chef of Barbecue Mexicana and Pachamamas at the Las Vegas Ballpark. You guys coming out for a ball game this season and looking for something different to eat? Visit us on the main level for mouthwatering burritos and much more from Barbecue Mexicana and delicious chicken or veggie skewers from our Pachamama's cart. No matter what your craving is, we've got something for everyone. So come check us out. We'd love to see you. And by the way, go Aviators.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Bottom of the second, Round Rock on top of Las Vegas, 3-1. Christian Pache settling into the right-handed batter's box, making his first at-bat in an Aviators uniform. Of course, it's not the traditional uniform today. If you're tuned in on our MILB.TV feed, you can see the Army Green jumpsuit uniforms tonight for the Aviators. Army Green tops, Army Green bottoms, with the camouflage caps here on Tom Cruise Top Gun Night. Pache Extreme, 6'2", 215-pound Dominican center fielder, hails from the capital city of Santo Domingo. First pitch, down and in on a cutter from Allard. Pache's Aviators at bat is underway. 68 games with Oakland, batted just 159 with a pair of hits, a pair of homers rather, and 13 RBIs, 32 hits and 201 ABs. We'll watch another fastball down low from Colby Allard as the count goes ahead 2-0. Pache, along with Shea Langeliers, were the two cornerstones in a four-player deal that sent Matt Olson from Oakland to the Atlanta organization. He takes high, changeup missing way up by Allard, who fell off the back of the mound somehow there. Planted weird and kind of just continued with the momentum. It pushed him backwards. I looked up after the pitch was signaled for ball three, and all of a sudden Allard's backpedaling off the back of the hill. A unique look on a third ball. Pache well ahead with Billy McKinney awaiting on deck. Real fastball way outside. So Pache with his first Aviators plate appearance. No AB as he'll take ball four. Second walk for Allard. Most batters he's walked with Round Rock has been three so far, and it was in his inaugural outing on May 5th against Reno. So he's walked two of the last three batters as well, with Garcia taking a two out base on balls in the first. Billy McKinney stands in as the tying run. Las Vegas trails 3-1. Two runs on four hits, all with two outs in the top of second. After four straight balls, Allard gets ahead of McKinney, 0-1. Didn't pick the bat up on the shoulder on the fastball that went over the inner third. In 28 games, McKinney has had a real high level of success with Las Vegas. 3-11 on the batting average, five home runs, 21 RBIs. Swings here and fouls one off his own foot on the front side. Hobbling around outside the left-handed batter's box is the Aviators' left fielder. McKinney, one of six, played in two of the three games in Round Rock. Spent last year with the Dodgers. Also spent some time, 79 games between the two of those teams. He's behind nothing in two. Pache off first. Left-hander Allard deals. That fastball right down the middle, called for strike three. McKinney set down via strikes. The 26th strikeout for Allard here in the AAA level. One out, one on. Here's Kevin Smith. It was 0 for 7 in his two appearances in the set. Kind of a weird scheduling quirk. It's done so that every team across minor league baseball, one way or another, gets a home game on either the 3rd or the 4th of July. For the Aviators, it's the former as opposed to the latter. And to do that, had to play the split six-game set. Pickoff over to first. Pache dives in head first and safely after he was leaning heavily towards second, very nearly picked off. The first base coach, Jason Hart, now a couple of words for Pache, and going to be keeping a close eye on that really strong pickoff move by Colby Allard. He deals to the plate. Smith, first pitch swinging, shoots a foul ball straight back. 14 games coming into the night for Smith with the Aviators. A 200 batting average on the nose. He's got 11 singles and 55 at-bats. No extra base hits for him. 7 RBIs along with a stolen base. Smith from near Albany, New York. Allard from Southern California. Fades a changeup outside, evens the count at 1. Allard was drafted 14th overall by the Braves. 24-year-old entering into his fourth year with the Rangers this year after being acquired in a trade for Chris Martin. Deadline day, July 30th in 2019. Smith fouls another fastball straight back. That'll clear the press level and move the count at 1-2. Allard was one of the top pitchers and the top left-handed pitcher out of the high school ranks in his draft class in 2014. Made his last outing against Oklahoma City on the 24th of June. Took a no decision after going 4 1/3. Smith takes a called strike 3. Another back-to-back, backwards K's for Allard. And there's now 2 outs following a 4-pitch leadoff walk. Credit to Allard for coming back there. Trying to extend the inning is the right-handed batting second baseman, Drew Jackson. Allard, who made his major league debut with the Braves the day after deadline day in 2018, July 31st. Jackson hacks and misses at a first pitch fastball, getting 242 in 40 games with Las Vegas. Made his major league debut and was immediately shipped back to AAA Gwinnett. But he got the win in an 11-6 Braves victory over the Marlins. Fires over to first. Pache leaning once again. Just able to get that right hand back in ahead of the throw. Allard got the win in that outing. Became the youngest Braves southpaw to win his debut since Charlie Vaughn. September 3rd, 1966. He did it at 18, though. That's a tough one to beat. This one's fisted off the hands into the netting above the Aviators' first base home side dugout. Take a bounce off the net and go straight down. A sea of army green jerseys reaching for it as Jackson falls behind, nothing and two. It was 1 of 3 last night in his only start of the 3-game series at Round Rock. Had the only hit for Las Vegas in the 6th. He swings and misses at strike 3 here. Allard, after walking Pache on 4 pitches, strikes out the side. McKinney and Smith set down looking. Jackson swinging. And after 2 innings full, Round Rock leads Las Vegas 3-1.
At Finley Toyota, we know how to make things easy. Our friendly and knowledgeable team will guide you every step of the way.
We make it easy to sell you a car.
And when it comes time to service your vehicle, our advisory team will make sure your visit is a breeze.
We make it easy to service your car.
Easy peasy. And of course, our maintenance team will ensure your vehicle is in tip-top condition and keep you on the go.
We make it easy to maintain your car.
At Finley Toyota, it's our people that make it easy to purchase and service your vehicle.
There is a weekend in July in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today.
The Las Vegas Review-Journal is a proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators. You can find all your breaking news, sports, weather, business, and entertainment stories in print and online. Plus, stay informed and on the go with the Review-Journal 7-7, a 7-minute newscast from the largest and most trusted news source in Nevada. Find it all at ReviewJournal.com.
Thank you.
Jared Koenig back out atop the mound for Las Vegas as we get started with the top of inning number three. Round Rock leading over the Aviators by a 3-1 score. Middle third of the visiting express lineup to up against the left-hander Koenig, who's allowed three runs on six hits to this point. First pitch swinging is Sam Huff. Bounding ball up the middle. Grabbed by the shortstop, Smith. High throw over the first baseman, Dermis Garcia. It's off the netting in front of the Aviators' first base dugout. Ruled an infield hit for Huff. Second straight inning, and Round Rock has put a ball in play. The first pitch of the frame. Huff moves to 1-for-2 after striking out swinging in the first. Still the only strikeout for Koenig on the outing. With a runner on, here's the second baseman, Diaspel Arias, who flying out to left field on that aforementioned first pitch of the second. 41 pitches, 28 strikes thus far for Koenig, who, despite facing eight batters in the second, did it on just 21 pitches. He'll deal out of the stretch. Arias swings. It's a ground ball up the middle. Grabbed by the second baseman, Jackson. The feed of Smith is there. The shortstop's throw to first in time. Two pitches and two outs here in the third. That's a way to rectify an error if you're Jared Koenig. With the positioning absolutely perfect, Jackson shaded up the middle. He didn't have to move laterally whatsoever. Quickly two away. Nobody on. Steele Walker in from the left. Grounded out to second in the second. Takes a changeup over the inside for a called strike one. Shift to the right side of the infield. Lopes at third was in for that pitch, now backs up to a shortstop alignment. As Walker checks the swing, he's going to wish he went around. Slider called for strike two. Koenig trying to go quickly and efficiently through the third, looking for the bats to back him up as the top of the Aviators lineup is due up. Walker lines one to center field, heading in his Pache. Now he hits back, he leaps, he makes the catch. All's well that ends well for Christian Pache. An immediate sprint in. He turned heel, went back at a full leap to make that catch. Three up, three down in the third. So far, so good for Jared Koenig in a quick and easy inning. Aviators looking to back him up in the bottom of the third inning with Round Rock over Las Vegas, 3-1.
With more total IIHS top safety awards than any other brand to date over the past 5 years and an impressive lineup of available premium features.
Gone. Home run.
Hyundai just keeps hitting it out of the park. The 2022 Hyundai Santa Fe comes standard with complimentary maintenance and America's best warranty. Only at your Las Vegas area Hyundai dealer. Proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and the excitement is real. Plan your trip at visitlaughlin.com.
Welcome to Mesquite. Welcome to golf. Dining. Outdoor recreation. Gaming. And fun for the whole family. All in one convenient location. Visit Mesquite.com.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the valley and all along the strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
As Nevada's premier auto lender, America First Credit Union offers low rates, flexible terms, 24/7 account access, unbeatable member service, and much more. Before you shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle, head to AmericaFirst.com and get pre-approved today. Aviators trailing the Express 3-1. Back with the bottom of the third, Matt Everett in for Russ Langer. Luis Pereira, Christian Lopes, Jay Langeliers. Top three batters in the Aviators lineup up against Colby Allard. Left-hander deals out of the full wine. Barrera takes a cutter, called for strike one. It's already as many pitches as he saw in his first plate appearance. Single to right center on the first pitch he saw in the home half of a 20-pitch run-scoring first inning. How about Jared Koenig in the top of the third? Five pitches, all strikes, three up, three down. As Barrera hits a bounding ball to second, backing up is Diaspel Arias. He grabs it, turns and fires to first, just in time to nail the speedy and hustling Luis Barrera. He moves to 1-for-2, and I don't bring up Christian Lopes with nobody on ahead of him.
Well, happy Bobby Bonilla Day to those who celebrate. It's July 1st, one of the more popular dates around baseball. Bobby Bonilla receives a payout every July 1st of almost $1.2 million. I'll tell you the terms of the agreement. It's not quite that simple. Lopes popped out to second in the first inning. He'll check the swing on a breaking ball outside. No, he did not on the appeal, says the first base umpire, Luis Hernandez. Well, Bobby Bonilla collecting a check for $1.19 million today, every day, 2035. Lopes checks the swing again, but that cutter is over the inside for a called strike one. Started in 2011 through 2035. In 2000, the Mets agreed to buy out the remaining $5.9 million of Bonilla's contract. Changeup missing off the outside to the right-handed batting Lopes. Two balls, one strike to him. But instead of paying him the $5.9 million right then and there, the Mets make a payout of almost $1.2 million for 25 years, starting at that point 11 years later. Lopes rips one, but he pulls it foul into the left field seats. Count ball square at two. Now, the reason that the amount seems so much bigger than the $5.9 million, which he originally agreed to, is that he was able to negotiate it with an 8% interest. At the time, the Mets ownership was invested in a Bernie Madoff account, promised double-digit returns, and did not pay off. Of course, everybody knows what happened there on the business end. Worked out well for Bonilla. Here's the 2-2 pitch to Lopes. Call for strike three on the inside. Allard fired one at the chest that Lopes took for a called strike three. Fourth punch out for Colby Allard. He struck out four of the last five with Luis Barrera putting the ball in play against him. Two up, two down. Here's Shea Langeliers, who tripled a straightaway center field. Bobby Bonilla, when he is done getting paid in 2035, he'll be 72 years old. So Langeliers swings at the first pitch and fouls it back for strike one. This is actually the second long-term buyout that Bobby Bonilla agreed to. Pays out almost $500,000 in a deal from the Orioles over 25 years. Those payments began in 04. Bonilla really smart financially. Fastball right down the middle for a called strike two. But it's one of the funniest days on social media and just around baseball. So, but an entire nation's worth of holiday can't replace Bobby Bonilla Day. As Langeliers watches one bounce in front of him. Look out. That one bounced in the front of the right-handed batter's box and went behind Langeliers on a breaking pitch that got out of the hand of Allard. He's thrown 44 pitches, 28 of which have been strikes, allowing a run on two hits thus far. Well, the bats have backed him up the express with three runs on seven hits. Here's his 1-2 pitch to Langeliers. He takes a curveball in for a called ball two. Probably the biggest deferred contract that is yet to be begun to pay out is Ken Griffey Jr. from the Reds in a deal that he signed in 2000. Langeliers hits a line drive to left center field. That'll get down, splitting both outfielders and rolling all the way to the warning track. Langeliers rounds first, zooms into second base. His second extra base hit of the night. RBI triple in the first, a two-out double here in the third. It's the 12th double of the year for Shea Langeliers, who got an elevated fastball and made Allard pay. A definite miss there with two strikes. And Langeliers continues his hot-hitting ways. Tying run in the right-handed batter's box in the form of Dermis Garcia. He's definitely a batter who can change the game with one swing. He walked in the first. But Ken Griffey Jr. signed a 9-year, $116 million deal with the Reds in 2000. Garcia takes inside for ball one. Griffey, beginning in 2024, 2 years from now, will receive $3.59 million from the Reds every year. Some smart, forward-thinking ballplayers in those early 2000s days. Garcia fights one off the hands, a foul ball straight back to the screen. With Bobby Bonilla making $1.2 million almost today, he's making more today than guys like Kyle Tucker, Tony Gonsolin, Tommy Edgar awards are making all season. 1-1 to Garcia. At the knees, just below them, is the ABS system, and it's a called ball two to Garcia. 8 home runs and 27 RBIs for Jeremy so far on the year. Comes after he slugged 31 homers and drove in 67 with Somerset, Yankees AA affiliate. Takes a big swing but fouls a fastball straight back to the screen yet again. Deuces wild here in the third. Aviators trail 3-1. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, and Langeliers on second after a 2-out double. Garcia was 0-for-3 with a pair of strikeouts last night. Allard, with a bright blue glove on the right hand, comes set. Time called by the catcher, Huff. Of course, a lot of strikeouts over the last 2 days for Las Vegas. 16 Ks last night. Here's the pitch. Garcia swings and can't connect on a changeup. He strikes out swinging on the fifth K of the night for Colby Allard. Shane Langelier stranded on second after a 2-out double. And the Aviators, after 3 innings, trail the Round Rock Express 3-1.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Talk about a signature play. Check out the hold and spin action on these player favorites from Aristocrat Gaming. You only see that kind of play with the Aristocrat team. Look for Lightning Link, Dragon Link, and Buffalo Link slots, progressive jackpot action, and exciting hold and spin play. Aristocrat, a proud partner of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Gambling problem? Please contact the U.S. National Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-522-4700. New Jersey at 1-800-GAMBLER. New York at 877-8-HOPENY or text HOPENY 46769. For 21 and older.
Did you book the Townsend's 10th anniversary ticket?
Helena's travel agency is overbooked and experiencing delays. She needs to land a new project manager to clear her business's runways.
Yes, Mrs. O'Hara, we checked. Pygmy goats do not count as emotional support animals.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Earn up to $500 in sponsored job credits by interviewing on Indeed. Visit Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
Seven, eight, nine, due up for Round Rock. The Express leading over the Aviators 3-1. Shane Langeliers with his second extra base hit in the home half of the third, but stranded on base. First pitch swinging is Ryan Doro. Line drive to the right center field gap. That's down for a base hit. Doro continuing around a second. A great throw from Pache. Tag applied by Smith. He's out. That's the word on Christian Pache. Outstanding outfield defense. A cannon of a right arm there. Doro with an aggressive run towards second base, trying to swim move to get around the tag, but Smith slapped it on him for the first out. A lot of action jam-packed into a short span of time there. Base hit, put out goes 8-6 at second base. Josh Soleil stands in. Take a first pitch fastball high, but called for strike one. Already an interesting night in the outfield for Pache. And a ball drop between him and McKinney. Soleil hits this one off the end of the bat, held within the netting behind home plate. Early around on the off-speed pitch, and the count's nothing and two. Doro trying to stretch it into his 11th double of the year. Great job by Pache of reading it early. Koenig's 0-2, swung on and missed. Soleil away from him. It's the second strikeout for Koenig, and the second out of the fourth inning. Great job of recovering after giving up a two spot in the second. Nobody on ahead of Nash Knight, switch hitting third baseman. They're playing him to go the other way in the outfield with a big gap in left center. Knight, a switch hitter batting right, takes a called strike one. Fastball at 88 from Koenig. mentioned earlier that he dials the heater up and down, something that not a lot of guys do. He pitches with some tempo here in the third, missing low on a breaking ball. A lot of pitchers like to throw max effort on every pitch, but not Koenig. He can really dial it up and down, locate it a little bit more by sacrificing some velocity. And as he misses low on a slider here for ball two, he says that it allows him to almost have it as a separate pitch. He can gun it up anywhere as high as 93, but can throw it as low as 88. This one's ripped right to the shortstop, gloved by Smith at the chest. A hard hit ball right to the shortstop, Smith, who gloved it without consequence. And it's the second straight 1-2-3 inning for Koenig after giving up a leadoff single. This time Doro thrown out at second, trying to stretch it into a double. But the same result for Jared, who's been extremely efficient in innings number 3 and 4. Austin Allen to lead off in the bottom of the fourth inning, with the Aviators trailing the Express 3-1.
Laborers Union Local 872 is always working for the interests of our members. Throughout the quarantine, we've stayed on the front lines while reinforcing safety on the job site. You can count on the men and women of Local 872 to continue building Las Vegas. Our local will always be there when called to help build the future through it all. Our union will never let this city down. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repair all 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Billy Chevrolet has new extended weekday service, parts, and sales hours from 7 a.m. until 9 p.m.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Billy Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
Retire the side in the top of the fourth inning on just 8 pitches. Comes after he went through 5 pitches in the third, combined 13 offerings through his last 2 innings of work. He set down 6 batters in a row. Aviators looking to back him up. The home side trailing 3-1. Bottom of the fourth kicks off with Austin Allen. Left on left matchup is Colby Allard. Spins an overhand curveball up to the top of the strike zone for a strike. Allen grounded into a 6-3 double play ball up the middle to end the first. Cracked the bat as he did so. A new piece of lumber here for his second AB. Laid around on the fastball is the Las Vegas DH as Allen swings and misses. And a pitch downstairs at 91. Nothing and 2. The count to Allen with Pache batting behind him and McKinney in the hole to lead off the fourth. Everybody deep. Step to the right all the way around as Allen swings and misses at strike 3. A 3-pitch punch out for Allard. It's his 3rd strikeout in the last 4 batters. It's his 6th in the last 8, and number 6 in the ballgame as well. Leadoff batter retired for the 2nd straight frame. So here's Christian Pache, who walked on 4 pitches in the 2nd. Made an outstanding throw to 2nd base. And the top of the 4th inning after Ryan Doro singled, never stopped running. He was thinking 2 out of the box, trying to test the arm of Pache, who swings and misses at a 1st pitch fastball. Well, our Ted Wiens trivia question today relates to the holiday. No, not Canada Day, Bobby Bonilla Day. There's one active player with a deferred contract across Major League Baseball, similar in makeup to Bobby Bonilla, but worth way more. Who is it? Pache takes high, count goes even. Our Ted Wiens trivia question, the one active player with a deferred contract bigger than Bobby Bonilla's $5.9 million deal in 2000. Pache watches a fastball low for ball 2. For Pache, the numbers paltry on paper at the big league level, 159 batting average. But with the rise of advanced metrics, you can factor how much luck plays into bad numbers. And Pache really unlucky this year. Hits a dribbler down the third base side, picked up on the short hop by Knight. Third baseman's throw across the diamond is in time. It's Pache hustling down the line. Just barely beat out by the throw on a 5-3 ground out for the second out of the fourth. We'll bring up Billy McKinney, but for Pache, his expected batting average, it takes into account a lot of factors, including hard hit rate and launch angle. 259. Now, that's not to say that he is a 259 hitter, but his average of 159, the result more of luck than of bad contact. Here's Billy McKinney, who struck out looking on three pitches in the second. Got our Ted Wiens trivia answer in a moment. First pitch curveball missing inside in a left-on-left matchup. It's Max Scherzer, the answer. He'll receive $105 million total from the Washington Nationals to pitch against them in their own division through the year 2028 on a deferred deal. Leonard High fastball is in there for strike one. Other notable deferred contracts of pretty significant value. Manny Ramirez is in the process of collecting over $24 million from the Red Sox over the next 4 years. McKinney hits a ground ball right in front of the plate. Off the mound to grab it is Allard. He picks it up with the glove, throws it to first just in time. Good stretch by Elier Hernandez as he gloved it and avoided the contact by McKinney on a 1-3 ground out to wrap up the fourth inning and a one run in the first inning. And that's been it. Stymied at the dish thus far by Colby Allard. Top of the Round Rock lineup to lead things off in the top of the fifth inning, with the visitors leading the Aviators 3-1.
If you need to sell your house,
talk to Aaron Taylor.
You want to sell it fast and get the most cash, talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Aaron Taylor here, your real estate guy. As expected, our housing market is shifting. With inventory increasing and interest rates rising, our market will stabilize at best. If you're planning on selling your home, I will plan on sooner than later. We have sold over 6,000 homes in the past 27 years and have the number one real estate brand,
the real estate guy,
giving all our sellers a cash advance and doing all repairs to get you top dollar. And for all buyers, our lenders will beat any interest rate from any other mortgage company, giving you, the buyer, a lower payment along with saving you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. So call the real estate guy today to sell it fast and get the most cash. 702-310-6683. That's 702-310-MOVE. EXP Realty, license number 38886. Call for details.
Talk to Aaron Taylor,
the real estate guy.
Greetings, mortals. I am Poinsettia, goddess of points. Did you know the Wander card from Credit One Bank allows you to earn points on your adventures? National parks, zoos, amusement parks, and other places mortals visit, like professional sporting events and theatrical productions. On large hills with snow, at carnivals with mystics, a personal favorite. Enjoy the full bounty of this well-traveled and accepted credit card.
The Wander card by Credit One Bank. Life ever rewarded. Visit GoCreditOne.com. Official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Terms apply. Visit GoCreditOne.com for more details.
Three to one Round Rock as we get set to kick off the top of the fifth inning. Matt and Everett here from Las Vegas Ballpark in the first game of three on Tom Cruise Top Gun Night at LVBP. Elier Hernandez to lead things off. Swing to the first pitch. Hits it high, deep down the left field line, but fading foul. And that one at home run distance, trying to jump ahead of Jared Koenig early. But instead, it's just a long strike one to Hernandez, who's two for two. Both Hernandez and the on-deck batter, Ezekiel Duran, with a couple of hits. Curveball bounces in the dirt for a called ball one. Hernandez has scored a run after he doubled in the first, driven in a run after he singled in the second, leading Ryan Doro from second base. He swings, goes the other way on a 1-1 pitch into the gap in right center. That'll bounce behind the right fielder Barrera and roll all the way to the wall. Picked up by the center fielder Pache, who showed off the arm earlier. Hernandez content to stride into second base with his second double and third hit of the night. Doubles number 8 and 9 this evening, with Hernandez now amassing a total of 50 hits on the year in his 55th game of the campaign. Leadoff runner reaching for the fourth time in five innings. It's one area where Koenig has not been as efficient tonight as he was before the call-up, where he posted a 4-2 record and a league-leading 2.21 earned run average at the time of his first major league promotion. Ezekiel Duran, top prospect of the Rangers, right-handed batter, with nobody out and a runner on second. He swings with the first pitch, hits one high in the air, deep to left. Going back is McKinney, and it's gone. McKinney and Pache communicating up until the very last second as Duran leaves the yard for the second time in four games. A two-run shot, and the lead now 5-1 for Round Rock. Thought for a moment that McKinney was going to be able to track that one down. Typically, you'll watch the outfielders. They'll kind of give you a clue as to what's going on. McKinney there, up until the last moment, made it look like he had a beat on it. Another miscommunication in the Aviators outfield. And a home run, the second of the year for Duran. It's the 10th of the year in total across three levels. Nick Solak takes a first pitch fastball high, but called for strike one. Hernandez now 3-for-3 with two runs scored in an RBI. Duran 3-for-3 with two RBIs and a homer. Check swing by Solak on a pitch up and out. Call for ball one. Solak, spelled S-O-L-A-K, drove in a run on a ground out in the first inning. And he's able to catch it sidecar left for the first out of inning number five. You remember Nash Knight absolutely smoked one to the chest of Smith. That one, chest level, but he had to turn to the left. Smith getting a lot of balls hit right at him tonight. A couple of easy lineouts. 1-for-2 thus far is the catcher, Sam Huff. He's a big body for a backstop at 6'5". Koenig floats a curveball outside. Huff entered the year as a top 30 prospect in the Rangers organization, all the way up to number 11, as rated by Baseball America. Can't connect on a breaking ball diving underneath the bat. The ball and a strike to Huff. Seventh round pick back in 2016. Breakout year in 2019 when he hit 28 home runs. It's a ground ball off the end of the bat right to the second baseman, Jackson. Sidearm throw to the bag at first is there in plenty of time. Huff down to 1-for-3 with two runs on two hits across in the inning. Aviators down 5-1. Here's Diaspel Arias. Arias and the on-deck batter Walker, the only two Round Rock batters who have not reached base as of yet. Curveball finding the outside, coming in through the back door for a called strike one. Arias with a fly out to left field in the second. Rounded into a 4-6-3 double play on the second pitch of the third inning. Takes a curveball out for ball one. 65 pitches, 46 strikes for Koenig, who has lived in the zone this evening. Although he's allowed 5 runs on 10 hits. Line drive. Picked up on a short hop by the second baseman, Jackson. That one had plenty of spin as he fires it over to first. Back-to-back ground outs to second. Retired the side in 5 batters. But Elia Hernandez with a leadoff double, followed by an Ezekiel Duran 2-run home run. Through half of tonight's game with 4.5 innings down. Coming back with the bottom of the fifth. Las Vegas down 5-1.
Are you tired of striking out with copier sales companies? Hit a home run with Las Vegas Aviators. We do more than just sell printers and copiers. We also provide phone systems, IT services, and recently, automated temperature scanners. Everything your business needs to grow while keeping your employees and visitors safe. Let's have a conversation about how technology can automate your business. Call us today at 702-951-4AIS or visit us online at ais-now.com. Worry less with AIS.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
Your Las Vegas Aviators are rolling through an incredible season of professional baseball at the Las Vegas Ballpark. See the top prospects of the Oakland Athletics as you enjoy best-in-class food and drink experiences. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Laughlin is a place to indulge, relax, and have new adventures. So when you see the lights of Laughlin shining off the Colorado River, you know that the food is good, the people are friendly, and excitement is real. Plan your trip now at visitlaughlin.com, visitlaughlin.com. 61 pitches down so far for Round Rock starter Colby Allard. He'll be up against the 8, 9, and 1 batters in the Aviators lineup. Las Vegas trailing 5-1. First pitch to Smith is swung on and fouled straight back. Smith falling behind, nothing and one. He's 0-1 so far. Took a called strike three as part of a stretch of three straight strikeouts after a leadoff walk in the second. Six total strikeouts for Allard. He struck out six out of eight in a row at one point. Aside from that, the Aviators have put the ball in play. Smith puts this one in play, and grabbing it on the run is Nick Solak. Left fielder is able to track it down. Smith drops to 0-2. We'll bring up Drew Jackson. He's 0-1. He struck out swinging to end, and three strikeouts second. Well, checking in around the Pacific Coast League here on our Hash House Go-Go scoreboard. El Paso has ridden a trio of big run-scoring innings to a 10-7 lead in the eighth inning over Oklahoma City. In the battle of the Eastern Division's top two teams. Nicely spotted cutter for Allard over the outer third for a called strike one. Again, El Paso leading Oklahoma City 10-7. Dodgers batting for the penultimate time in the top of the eighth inning. They're in the top of the seventh in Albuquerque. The Space Cowboys doubling up the Isotopes 10-5. Jackson goes the other way, but shoots it foul into the seats just beyond the first base dugout. Quickly the count nothing and two after a fastball. They're in the top of the fifth inning already in Tacoma with the Salt Lake Bees leading over the Rainiers 3-0. And we're going to be keeping a close eye on any game involving Reno the rest of the way out. Sacramento on top of the Aces 5-3 in the sixth. Jackson's able to get a piece of this fastball and foul it back to the screen. Count remains nothing and two. Jackson appeared once in a start in the three-game series. And then once as a defensive replacement for Sky Bolt, activated and started yesterday for the Athletics. This pitch inside, fastball off the mitt of the catcher Huff. They're on to the fifth inning with no score still between James Caprellian and the Oakland Athletics. Marco Gonzalez tossing tonight for the Mariners in Seattle. Athletics with no runs on five hits. Caprellian's allowed a single hit thus far. A ton of finals around the MLB. As Jackson swings and misses at strike three. Pitch ducking underneath the bat at 84. Fooled him. Second time he's been struck out. Seventh strikeout overall for Allard. Breaks a season high here at the AAA level. It struck out six in each of his last two outings. Two up and two away. Here's Luis Pereira back to the top of the lineup. They're in the bottom of the fourth in L.A. The Dodgers leading 1-0 over in-division rival the Padres. Blake Snell, Diego on the hill now, the bottom of the fourth inning. Pereira swings at the first pitch, hits it deep in the air to right. Going back is Walker. He's at the wall. He looks up. This one's gone. Over the bullpen goes Luis Pereira, and the lead cut to 5-2. Fourth home run of the year for Luis Pereira, and he knew it right off the bat. Coincidentally enough, it's his second home run for Las Vegas that isn't a walk-off blast. Although it's his second hit of the night in three at-bats. And he's scored both runs for the Aviators thus far. Pereira with homer number four, RBI number 14 with Las Vegas. That's a way to jumpstart the offense. A two-out blast. And Christian Lopes looks to follow it up here. 0-2 so far is the third baseman. Lopes takes high, ball one. Lopes, the benefactor of the V-Mile Machin call-up, and a well-deserved call-up at that. 23 games for Machin, the most of anybody on the roster. He batted 400 with 38 hits and 105 at-bats. Two home runs, 24 RBIs for Machin, back up with Oakland for the second time in as many years. 2-0 the count now after a fastball misses low to Lopes. Popped out to second and struck out looking in the third. They're in the top of the fourth in San Francisco. One combined hit and no runs between the White Sox and the Giants in a pitcher's duel, to say the least. Lopes watching all the way on a 2-0 slider, dropping at the knees for called strike one. Everybody else final around Major League Baseball, including the Brewers, who dominated the Pirates today in a divisional matchup. 19-2 the final. Cubs 6-5 winners over the Red Sox. Lopes checks the swing, hits a foul ball into the netting down the first base side. His catch made on the fly by the bat boy. 2-2 count with two outs to Lopes. They're in what's now a 5-2 ball game. Blue Jays, 9-2 winners over the Rays. The Marlins beat the Nats in D.C. 6-3. Lopes lines one down the left field. She's going to get it. It'll bounce off the warning track and short hop the wall. Lopes into second base with his third double in his last four games played. And the Aviators with some two-out magic here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Lopes now one of three. With the offense jump-started a bit. Who else but Shea Langeliers standing in from the right side. And prior to this big-time matchup, Sam Huff, the catcher, out to have a quick word with Colby Allard, who's running into a bit of a jam after going six up and six down. Lopes on second. Langeliers two for two thus far. Perfect day at the dish. His second triple of the year in the first inning, scoring Barrera from first. He then doubled with two outs in the third. He was stranded there when Dermis Garcia struck out swinging. Infield deep, outfield straight up. So the first pitch to Langeliers is ripped foul down the third base side on the ground. Continuing our Hash House at Go-Go scoreboard. Phillies 5-3 winners over the Cardinals, but Nolan Arenado hit for his second career cycle in the game. Braves 9-1 winners over the Reds. The Mets defeated Round Rock's parent club, Texas, 4-3 at Citi Field. Count nothing and one to Langeliers as Allard takes a long pause. The pitch fouled straight back. Looked like the cutter in on the hands. In a battle of the cellar dwellers in the AL Central and the two lowest scoring teams in baseball, the Royals 3-1 winners over the Tigers in Detroit. Astros defeated the Angels in an AL West battle 8-1. Diamondbacks tripled up on the Rockies 9-3. And the Twins 3-2 winners over the Royals in a tight one. Langeliers watches a bouncing ball blocked by the catcher Huff. Skipped away from him, but not far enough for an advancement from Lopes. Yankees and Guardians rained out in Cleveland. They'll make it up as part of a twin bill tomorrow. Baseball the way it was supposed to be played. Allard set. Here comes his 78th pitch of the night on 1-2. Langeliers swings and misses. Pitch diving towards the feet. Fooled him. Sit down for the first time tonight. Strikeout number 8 for Allard. Comes after Luis Barrera. Leaves the yard. A solo home run, his fourth of the year. Brings the Aviators with 3. After 5 innings full, the score, Round Rock 5, Las Vegas 2.
At PowerShift by NV Energy, we offer the best ways to save energy and money. And there's no better way to save both than with the PowerShift bundle. In just one easy appointment at your home, you get a total of 3 PowerShift services. We'll install a free smart thermostat, give you a free home assessment with tips to save even more energy, and give you energy-saving items like LED bulbs and air filters for free. Request your bundle today at nvenergy.com/powershift.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
In a world where dinosaurs roam freely, Carl's Jr. is introducing one of its meatiest menus yet. Now presenting your Jurassic-sized bite. Slow-cooked sliced prime rib and tangy amber barbecue sauce on a burrito or thick burger you can really sink your teeth into. If a raptor doesn't sink its teeth into it first, bite into the new Primal Angus Thick Burger and Primal Breakfast Burrito now at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. See Jurassic World Dominion now in theaters. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Primal Burrito is available during regular breakfast hours. Price and participation may vary. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
Want to catch up on the latest Aviators news? Don't miss the Catch at Las Vegas Ballpark, where I'll take you through recaps of every Aviators homestand and a look at upcoming events at Las Vegas Ballpark. Check out the Catch on the Las Vegas Aviators YouTube channel. Las Vegas 5-2. Aviators trying to avoid dropping the third straight game to Round Rock after they won 10-1 on Tuesday. Here's Steel Walker, number 6 batter in the lineup for the visiting Round Rock Express, leading things off, getting ahead, one ball, no strikes, as Jared Koenig misses low with a curveball. Hitless so far on the night is Walker. 0-for-2 with a flyout and a groundout. Fouls this one down the first base side. Looked like it hit off the front foot hobbling around outside the left-hand batter's box prior to the 1-1. Walker was originally drafted by the White Sox in the second round of the 2018 draft. He was picked out of Oklahoma. He was all of a sudden turning into a powerhouse. It's a ground ball right to the shifted shortstop, Kevin Smith, who picks it up and throws to first without consequence. A 6-3 ground out with a shortstop on the first base side of the second base bag is the third straight weekly hit ground out against Koenig. That's when he's at his best, is when he can induce weak contact like he has to Huff and Arias for the last two outs of the fifth, and to Walker here to begin the sixth. Brings up Ryan Doro, who's not been retired yet. Doro, who is mired in a slump. A couple of hits in the three games at Round Rock. He's got two hits tonight already. Watching the first pitch fastball, missing just low. Doro doubled in the second, came around to score on a Nash Knight base hit. He then singled in the fourth and was thrown out at second, trying to stretch it. He hits this one high in the air to center field. A couple of steps in for Christian Pache. As the center fielder makes a two-hand catch over the head. Quickly two up and two away in the sixth. Five straight batters following the Duran home run in the fifth. And expanded it to a 5-1 lead. Luis Barrera with a solo shot coming with two outs and nobody on in the bottom of inning number five. Here's Soleil the DH, one of two true left-handed batters in the lineup. On deck hitter Nash Knight, a switch hitter. Soleil, former first-round pick of the Rays. Really inspirational story that he's been able to get up this high given his circumstances. 1-0 the count is Koenig misses outside. He was the 17th pick into the 2010 draft. Highly heralded prospect out of the Seattle area. Fastball way away. Left matchup goes 2-0. In 2011, after not playing in 2010, missed the entirety of the 2013 season due to disciplinary reasons. As he pops this one up, straight behind home plate. The catcher Langelier's down the third base side, drifting back towards the field of play. He makes the catch. How about it? Shea Langelier's able to retire the side as Jarred Koenig has retired five straight. He's done a great job of recovering since the Duran home run. Aviators due up in the bottom of the sixth inning with the middle third of their lineup set to get it going. Las Vegas trails Round Rock 5-2.
If you're ready to sell your car, AutoNation makes it as easy as A, B, C. A, any AutoNation store. B, bring in your car. C, check on the spot. It doesn't get simpler than that. AutoNation will buy your car, whether you buy ours or not. You'll get a check on the spot in as fast as 30 minutes, so you can turn it into cash now. Sell your car fast at AutoNation. Visit AutoNation.com.
Steiner, the new out-of-style pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll to make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner, the Nevada-style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
Hander AJ Alexi into the ball game. Alexi warming up during the last half inning. It was Ryder Ryan initially, and then sat down. And Alexi, who had struggled mightily as a starter so far this year, coming in behind Round Rock starter Colby Allard. So it's AJ Alexi, spelled A-L-E-X-Y, into the game. Alexi facing off against Dermis Garcia to lead it off. This is just the second bullpen outing of the year for Alexi. 16 appearances, 14 starts, 3-3 with the 7.03 ERA thus far. First pitch swinging is Garcia. Lines one inside the third base bag. It's a fair ball. Garcia slams on the brakes around first. He'll have to be content with a ripped single. He absolutely corked that one down the third base side. It was a great play by the left fielder Solak to limit him to a base hit. So Garcia singles to lead off the sixth. It's the third leadoff runner to reach now through six innings. The Aviators trailing 5-2. That's what they need is traffic on the base paths. Here's Austin Allen, 0-2 with a ground ball double play to end the first. A swinging strikeout to begin the fourth inning. A.J. Alexi working out of the stretch. Allen checks the swing. Fastball just outside. Alexi, a 6'4", 195-pound, 24-year-old out of Elverson, Pennsylvania. 11th round pick of the Dodgers back in 2016. He'll come set on 1-0. He deals from the first base side of the rubber. Allen swings and can't connect. Count even to the Aviators' designated hitter tonight. Alexi in behind Colby Allard, who lasted five innings, leaves in line for the win. After giving up two runs, five hits, walked two, struck out a season-high eight. 78 pitches, 52 for strikes. His ERA lowered from 4.35 to 4.21. Short lead for Garcia off the bag. Time called before he can throw with the first pitch. Strikeouts to 39 walks so far on the year. Those 39 walks, the second most in the circuit. Allen hits this one sky high and foul ground between first base and home plate. It's the first baseman Hernandez going in, now hitting out. He makes the catch as him and the second baseman Arias collide in foul ground. He's able to hold on to it for the out, but that was a nasty collision. Arias on his knees, Hernandez on his hands and knees. Hernandez is up, limping severely. Arias now stands up as well. Good to see them able to get up under their own power, because that really could have been scary. Jeremy Pena and Yordan Alvarez collided on a similar-looking ball in left field 3 days ago for the Astros, and just not what you want to see. Credit to Hernandez, the first baseman, for being able to hold on to that one. Manager Matt Hagen out there, as well as the trainer Carlos Olivas. Arias looks to be okay. He's up. They're all smiling. And they're looking at Hernandez more than Arias. Arias kind of smiling. He picks up the glove of his first baseman. Again, credit to Hernandez for squeezing that one. He ran immediately in, turned heel, and was backpedaling. I don't think he ever saw Arias. Thankfully, everybody's all right. As Allen pops out to the first baseman for the first out of the sixth. Garcia back to first base. Here's Christian Pache. Mentioned during the last at-bat for Pache, a lot of his slim hitting numbers on the year, a result of bad luck. He does hit the ball hard no matter what. He was in the 81st percentile of hard hit rate so far this year at the major league level. Takes a ball downstairs from Alexi. Ball no strikes in the third plate appearance for the, or with the Aviators, rather. A.J. Alexi in behind Colby. Working out of the stretch with Garcia on first. 1-0 pitch. Lined in the left field for a base hit. The first for Pache with Las Vegas. And it's a big one here in the bottom of the sixth inning. As it advances Garcia up to second. Pache reaches for the second time today thanks to a second-inning walk, and it brings up Billy McKinney, representing the tying run in a 5-2 game. Alexi in a jam with one out and two on. McKinney looking for his first hit of the game. Strikeout and the ground out so far for McKinney. So he takes a fastball just below the knees at 98. Hard throwing A.J. Alexi with a heater anywhere between 94 and 100. He's got a plus curveball. That's his best pitch. He's also got a get-me-over changeup. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Billy McKinney. Swing and a foul ball straight back into the mitt. 97 on the gun. When you throw 97 to 100 and your best pitch is your curveball, wicked breaking pitch. Alexi included with Willie Calhoun and Brendan Davis for Yu Darvish, how he went from Los Angeles to Texas. He misses outside, 96 on the fastball to McKinney. Two balls and one strike. Alexi made his major league debut August 30th of last year. It was due to a slew of COVID-related additions to the lineup towards the end of last season at the major league level. Pitch, line straight back, another fastball in the upper 90s. Brings the count to two balls and two strikes. Alexi tossed five scoreless innings in a 4-3 win at Globe Life Field for the Rangers. Said that he was very flustered, but once he got through the first inning, he was able to calm himself down. With those COVID-related call-ups, the time frame shortened severely. So McKinney fouls a pitch straight down. It was the change of throw, that fabled curveball. And the Rangers had a real issue at the end of August as far as COVID additions and subtractions from their major league roster. They had three different pitchers make their major league debut in the month of August alone. Starting pitchers, that is. And much like the rest of this Round Rock team, major league experience abound for Matt Hagen in his first year at the helm of the ball club. Alexi set on 2-2. McKinney represents the tying run. Just able to get a piece of another fastball. Fouls it straight back to the screen. It's a 2-2 count yet again. Alexi was originally committed to Radford. He was picked out of Twin Valley High School in Elverson, PA, nearby Radford. This is his first outing out of the bullpen since June 21st, his only other bullpen appearance. McKinney lines one to the second baseman, Arias. He throws to second, and Garcia caught napping on a line drive double play. 4-6, the put out at second, and the Aviators threaten but are unable to capitalize in the home half of the sixth. McKinney hit that ball on the screws. A better play by Arias to get there and throw the runner out at second for the final out. We've played six full with the Aviators trailing by a 5-2 score.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Housing Opportunity Lender.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
Keep your energy going strong with FlexPay from NV Energy. FlexPay helps you flex your budgeting muscles with more ways to pay. Pay in advance or as you go. Pay down past due balances and choose the amounts and dates that work best for you. All without any deposits, credit checks, or late fees. So whether you want more flexibility or are just trying to manage your budget, FlexPay can help keep it in good shape. Learn more and sign up at nvenergy.com/flexpay.
Right-hander Domingo Tapia takes over atop the mound for Las Vegas, coming in after Jared Koenig spun through six innings. Top of the seventh upcoming with Round Rock leading Las Vegas 5-2. In the opening game of the three-game series, a split six-gamer. A three-out Round Rock that the Aviators dropped 2 out of 3. Looking for some vengeance tonight. It's going to take a good performance from the bullpen and some late-inning heroics. Jared Koenig's final line, 5 runs all earned on 10 hits. 6 innings pitch, he walked 1, struck out 2, 74 pitches, 51 for strikes. His ERA goes up from 2.21 to 2.75, but still a sub-3 ERA in the PCL, nothing to scoff at. So here's Tapia, 6'3", 30-year-old right-hander, picked up off of waivers from the Kansas City organization earlier this year. Number 9 batter is Nash Knight, switch hitting third baseman's first AB from the left side. Begins with a heater away for a called ball one. Knight with an RBI single. Back in the second inning, lined out to Kevin Smith for the final out of the fourth. Backs away from a 1-0 slider, high and tight. Two balls, no strikes to Knight. Billy McKinney lined into an inning-ending double play in the Aviators' half of the sixth. Ball hit off the bat at 107.4 miles an hour. Right to the belt line of Diaz-Bel Arias, who picked off Garcia at second for the twin killing. Hop by Lopes. Third baseman's throw to first is in time. Good play on an in-between hop that Lopes kind of had to bounce to catch. Knight grounds out for the first time tonight. Falls to 1-for-3, and so far so good for Domingo Tapia. The real challenge here is Elier Hernandez, who's 3-for-3, two doubles and an RBI. He's also scored two of the five runs for Round Rock. Was in a collision with the second baseman Arias in the last half inning. Glad to see they were both able to pop up and resume play as Tapia gets ahead. No balls and a strike on a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. Tapia is without a decision, but has earned himself a 2.7 ERA with Las Vegas as he gets a swing and a miss over top of a fading slider. Had nothing and two on Hernandez. In 13 relief outings, Tapia with two saves and three tries, 15 strikeouts in 13 and now two-thirds innings. The big number, he's walked just five batters. The 0-2 in the dirt, blocked by Langoliers. Tapia put up good numbers with AAA Omaha and the KC organization as well, where he was designated for assignment, taken off the 40-man. Five outings, 3-6 ERA. Cue shot, ground ball off the end of the bat. Second baseman Jackson on the other side of the bag, gloves it and throws to first all in one motion and all in time to retire Hernandez for the first time in the game. Two up and two away on a pair of ground balls to the left side of the infield from Tapia. And he'll try to go 1-2-3 here in the seventh. Another batter due up who has yet to be retired. Ezekiel Duran digs in from the right with two outs and nobody on. He homered to left center in his last trip to the plate. Last two offensive tallies for the Express. So take a first pitch fastball knee high at 98. Almost an impossible pitch to hit. It's watched for strike one. Duran with singles in the first and second innings respectively. He was put out on the base paths both times. He was picked off at second by Koenig to end the first. Right-hander blows a 98-mile-an-hour fastball by a swinging Duran for strike two. Strength on strength there. Duran, a top-five prospect in the Rangers system. Tapia lighting up the radar gun as much as anybody in baseball. He's set at the belt on 0-2. He kicks. He deals. Duran backs away from a pitch inside. Look out. Believe it nicked him on the jersey, and it did. He's going to be awarded first base, narrowly avoiding serious contact on that 97-mile-an-hour heater. So Duran remains perfect. Hit by a pitch for the first time with Round Rock, and you know, Langoliers behind home plate arguing his case. There's not a ton of contact. You can definitely hear a popping sound. Langoliers possibly arguing it was off the mitt. But Darius Ghani, the crew chief behind home plate, awarding first base to Duran, who remains 3-for-3. Tapia, just the second batter that he's hit in over 13 innings of work with the Aviators. McSolak stands in with the runner on first base. Two outs on the board in a 5-2 game. Tapia hoping to keep the score where it rests. Five run on 10 hits for the Express. Two runs on 7 hits spread out over 6 innings for Las Vegas. Solak stands tall in the right-handed batter's box. First pitch from Tapia. Chopped towards third, fielded by Lopes. He'll go the short way to the second baseman Jackson standing on the bag. A 5-4 fielder's choice wraps up a 4-7. That'll bring us to the stretch break here at Las Vegas Ballpark. Las Vegas due up in the bottom of the seventh, coming out of the stretch break, trailing 5-2.
Nice Chevy Trailblazer, Ben.
Thanks. It was love at first sight.
But didn't you say you loved all the room in the Chevy Traverse?
Oh, yeah.
And didn't you say you loved the style of the Chevy Blazer?
No doubt.
And all that technology in the Chevy Equinox?
Definitely.
But the Trailblazer was love at first sight?
Well, I didn't say it was the only one I loved at first sight.
The hardest part of driving home in a new Chevy SUV is choosing which one. The
Hey, Chuck, I bet a lot of people don't know that you started Dollar Loan Center right here in Nevada.
True story. Over 20 years ago with just two employees in a 400-square-foot office on East Sahara in Vegas. Most people think since there are Dollar Loan Center locations everywhere that we're some big national corporation.
I did.
Nope, not at all. We're proud to be a Nevada-born company and give back more to our local communities than any alternative lender I know. We're one big family at the DLC. We employ hundreds of Nevadans, have over 250,000 active customers who count on us every day.
Trust me, I know how lucky the community truly is to have DLC. That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, based right here in Nevada, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes. We have over 50 locations and our friendly staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. For review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Coming out of the stretch break in the bottom of the seventh, second inning of work atop the mound for A.J. Alexi. First and only man out of the Round Rock bullpen thus far. Retired the side and four batters in the Aviators' half of the sixth. Las Vegas trailing Round Rock 5-2. Luis Barrera scored the only two runs for Las Vegas. He's due up third in the inning. Leading off, the right-handed hitting shortstop, Kevin Smith. Takes a slider outside for ball one. Alexi gave up two hits but got out of dodge in the inning. Billy McKinney hit a rocket to Diaz-Balarias on a line. Almost 108 off the bat. Therese Garcia, a dead duck off second base. 1-0 swing and a foul ball straight back from Kevin Smith. And the count goes even. Smith 0-2 thus far. Struck out looking in the second. Popped out to left field in the fifth. Barrera singled to begin the game. Langoliers tripled him in. Barrera then took matters into his own hands in the fifth, homering over the right field fence. Only offense for the Aviators thus far. Minute one against him. Alexi deals out of the full line as this one's hit high in the air down the first base side. First baseman Hernandez calling off the pitcher Alexi. Makes the catch with 2 feet in fair territory. Much more uneventful pop out, fortunately, for Elier Hernandez than the last time he recorded an out off of the bat of Austin Allen. Smith pops out to the first baseman to begin the bottom of the seventh inning. It'll bring up Drew Jackson. No, it won't. Nate Mondu pinch hitting. Jackson finishes 0-2. Nate Mondu will pinch hit, likely take over for Jackson at second base. Jackson finishes with a pair of swinging strikeouts, and it's Mondu to pinch hit in the seventh. Mondu out of Lake Taps, Washington. 13th round pick of the A's in 2016 out of Wake Forest. Stands in with one out, nobody on, in a 5-2 ball game. He swings to the first pitch, launches one down the left field line, but it's going to fade into the seats. Strike one goes on the long foul ball. This is the 46th appearance for Nate on the year. He's hitting .283, respectable average with a home run, 25 RBIs, and 14 doubles. Active leader on the Aviators roster. Imaya Machin at 16 when he was called up. The one out of the stretch is swung on and missed. Slider tailing in towards Mondu. He wasn't able to make contact with. Counting quickly, nothing in two. Domingo Tapia in the top of the seventh inning. Needed just 11 pitches, 7 strikes to induce 3 ground ball outs. The 0-2 to Mondu. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Elevated fastball, blown by him at 97. It's the first punch out for Alexi. It's the ninth of the night for Las Vegas. Two up and two down in the seventh. Here's Luis Barrera trying to extend the inning. At least tonight, this is the guy you want. Barrera with a multi-hit game. And again, has scored the only two runs for the Aviators. Barrera in from the left. Alexi deals from the right. A high heater outside at 97. Barrera now recorded 11 multi-hit games. He's got hits in 20 of the 31 games he's played in for Las Vegas. He's ahead, one ball, no strikes as Alexi comes set. Slider running inside. Skips past the catcher Huff and goes off the right leg guard of the umpire Darius Gagne. No action in either bullpen. Alexi making his second relief outing of the year. Likely slotted for multiple innings. And after 11 pitches in a successful bottom of the seventh, Domingo Tapia likely going to go the eighth. Barrera hits a rocket straight back. Foul ball moves it to two balls and a strike. Barrera with the longest major league stint of his career this season. 32 game appearance at the major league level. Batted 234 with a homer. It was a walk-off job among seven RBIs. Fouls another fastball straight back to the screen here, and the count goes 2-2. Among the Aviators batsmen who have been up at the big leagues this year for any amount of time, Luis Barrera, Christian Lopes, Austin Allen, Christian Pache just got down here today, Billy McKinney, Kevin Smith, and Drew Jackson, who's been lifted for Nate Mondu, not appear for the A's this year. Alexi goes with another fastball. All over it is Barrera. He hits it straight back again at 97. 24 pitches for Alexi to this point. 17 of them have been strikes. Right fielder Walker playing especially deep. Everybody else around the infield and the outfield more or less straight up. Standing deep at short is Doro just in case. Alexi set at the chest. Here's the 2-2. Barrera swings. It's a little looper to shallow center field. That'll fall behind the shortstop Doro for a base hit. Third hit of the game for Luis Barrera. And it comes in the form of a two-out single here in the bottom of the seventh. Great job by Barrera and an excellent at-bat. Fought off a handful of fastballs. Got the changeup in on the hands. Likely not where he wanted it, but pushed it the other way. And inside out for four. It's his third three-hit game with Las Vegas. It's the only three-hit game where he doesn't have multiple extra base hits as of yet. Two outs and Barrera on first. Christian Lopes stands in with an open stance on the right side. Swings at the first pitch. Shoots a ground ball through the right side of the infield. Barrera thought about third. Instead holds up at second base. The throw from the right fielder Walker is into the cutoff man. Back to back. Seeing eye singles will bring up the tying run in the form of Shea Langeliers here in the bottom of the seventh. Aviators trailing 5-2. But Shea could change the complexion of this game in one swing. Pair of extra base hits on the docket so far for the Vegas backstop. Langeliers with an RBI triple in the first. He doubled in the third. Two outs in that frame as well. Right-on-right matchup. Two on and two down. Langeliers hits a ground ball to the left side. The shortstop flips it underhand to the third baseman, Knight, in time to retire Luis Barrera, who was running on contact. So Langeliers with a cue shot ground ball and a great heads-up play by Doro to go the short way to Knight for the final out. Aviators strand a pair of runners on yet again. We've played seven innings full. The Round Rock Express leading 5-2.
Now, Chuck, I know that you're the brains behind DLC, but you really have some amazing staff members.
Our customers just love them, Craig. How many loan companies do you know with thousands of great reviews on Google and Yelp?
None. That's how many.
Check this out. Quite a few of our staff even started out as Dollar Loan Center customers and had such a good experience, they came to work for us. Our goal has always been to make people feel comfortable and treat them with respect, and our staff nails it.
What's that saying you have?
Yeah, it's tough enough for someone to have to walk through a strange set of doors because they need a quick loan. The least we can do at Dollar Loan Center is treat them like $1 million and send them home with a few hundred.
Amen, brother. That was Chuck, founder of DLC, where you can get up to $5,000. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Data Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
Let Best Mattress help you beat the heat this summer with the revolutionary Tempur-Pedic Breeze mattress that lets you sleep up to 8 degrees cooler. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. Right now at our 4th of July sale, save up to $500 on any Tempur-Pedic Breeze adjustable set and get up to a free $300 gift with any Tempur-Pedic mattress. Quick delivery and no interest financing for 72 months. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
Thank you. Domingo Tapia back out atop the mound for Las Vegas as he returned with the top of the eighth inning. Matt Neffer with you from Las Vegas Ballpark. First game of three between the Aviators and the Round Rock here on Tom Cruise Top Gun Night. 4-5-6, two up for the visiting Round Rock Express up against Tapia, who retired the side in four batters on 11 pitches. Top of the seventh pre-stretch break. Round Rock up 5-2 as Huff moves up, one ball, no strikes, with Tapia missing inside off the kneecaps. Las Vegas threatened in the seventh after Smith popped out to the first baseman and Nate Mondu struck out in a pinch hit at bat. Mondu stays in the game at second. Meanwhile, Huff slaps a foul ball straight back on a 98-mile-an-hour heater for strike one. Luis Barrera and Christian Lopes with seeing-eye singles. Barrera's a bloop drive to straightaway center. Lopes with a ripped line drive the other way. Jay Langeliers with an inning-ending fielder's choice. Severe break on that slider, dropping right down the heart of the dish for a called strike two. Huff is one of three thus far. Singled in the third, sandwiched between a strikeout in the first and a ground out to second for the second out of the... His 1-2 pitch swung on, fouled straight down. Langeliers not able to squeeze the mitt. And Tapia will have to throw at least one more pitch. A.J. Alexi got through his second inning of work out of the pen, needing 27 pitches, 20 for strikes over two innings. Pretty good pitcher's duel between Koenig and Allard, with Koenig running out of steam. Got through six. Huff takes a slider way outside for ball two. Followed by the on-deck batter, Diaz-Bel Arias, Steele Walker in the hole to begin the inning. Koenig, five runs, all earned on 10 hits. Walked one, struck out two over six innings on 74 pitches. ERA still a sterling 2.75. As Huff takes a called strike, three. Tapia firing a slider in through the front door on the inside. It's just the third strikeout of the day for Round Rock. It's the first out of the eighth inning. Tapia's been excellent so far. Diaz-Bel Arias, right-handed hitting second baseman, who's 0-3. This is a Round Rock team that's been putting the ball in play in spades over the last three games. Here's pitch to Arias. Breaking ball, in for a strike. Tapia pitching backwards. They struck out just two times. Round Rock did in a win on Wednesday. They struck out just four times in a win yesterday. They've struck out just three times so far tonight as Tapia drifts a slider again over the outside, watched by Arias, and the count nothing and two. He's flying out to left, grounded out to second twice. When he hit it to Drew Jackson in the third, it was a 4-6-3 twin killing. It's Nate Mondu out there now. He swings and misses, no chance at that slider way outside. A three-pitch strikeout is the second consecutive K for Tapia. And that'll bring up Steele Walker in a 5-2 game with two outs and nobody on ahead of him. Arias now 0-4, 0-3. Tapia hopes to set him down here to finish up the eighth. He swings at the first pitch. Ground ball right to Nate Mondu. Taylor made roller right to him as he fires to first base in time. Two strikeouts and a first pitch ground out from Steele Walker. How about Domingo Tapia if there is two innings of work? Aviators with time running out, two up in the bottom of the eighth inning. Just six outs left to give as they trail Round Rock 5-2.
You're taking flight with the Las Vegas Aviators on Raider Nation Radio 920 AM, KRLV Las Vegas.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
STN Sports is the only sports betting app you need this season. STN Sports has it all. In-play betting, mobile parlay cards, the Play Plus card to fund and withdraw from anywhere in Nevada, and the latest lines on every game. STN Sports even lets you earn points for every bet. Safe and easy betting from your phone or tablet. Go to StationCasinosports.com or sign up at any Station Casino, Wildfire, or the El Cortez. Details available at all sportsbooks.
While enjoying a great night of baseball at the Las Vegas ballpark, try one of our specialty cocktails like the My Vegas Mule, the Spruce Juice, a Cool Cumber Press, or our signature Frosé. We also have your favorite beers and craft beers from Tenaya Creek Brewery.
Snacks? Fuel? Ice cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Bottom of the eighth, Las Vegas trailing Round Rock 5-2. There hasn't been any run for either side since Luis Barrera hit a two-out solo home run in the fifth inning, as both bullpens have been excellent. A new arm set to throw for Round Rock with Tyson Miller. Big-bodied right-hander up against the middle third of the Las Vegas lineup. Miller wearing number 21. Fairfield, California native, standing 6'4", and a hefty frame at 225. 24-year-old was originally a fourth-round pick of the Cubs out of Cal Baptist in 2016. Picked up off waivers by the Rangers June 4th of last year. Starts Garcia with a big slider outside. Garcia's one of two with a base hit and a walk, surrounding a strikeout in the third. Garcia followed by Allen and Pache. As Miller deals from the full wide, and Garcia fouls a fastball straight back at 93. Miller in behind A.J. Alexi, who went two scoreless innings out of the bullpen. Gave up four hits, but stranded them. Striking out one batter, no walks over 27 pitches, 20 strikes. He lived in the zone. Here's the 1-1. Garcia takes a fastball, moving outside at 94. Domingo Tapia has been sterling in his two innings. The only runner that's reached against him was when he hit the jersey of Ezekiel Duran on a hit-by-pitch. As Garcia fouls one straight back off the padding behind home plate, and it'll be up to the bat boy to retrieve it from the infield. Two balls, two strikes to Garcia. Cuban right-hander Jorge Ruiz loosening up beyond the outfield fence. Likely going to come in for the ninth inning. Bouncing slider watched easily by Garcia. Moves the count full at 3-2. Dermeese, the number four batter in the lineup tonight, starting at first base. Tapia is indeed done. Struck out two. No hits over two innings. Ball four away on a fastball. Way on the outside part of the plate. Garcia walks for the second time tonight. 5-2. Going to send Austin Allen up here with a runner on and nobody out. Some would say the reigning Pacific Coast League Player of the Week is due. Austin Allen 0-3 tonight. With a pop out and foul ground in the sixth. A strikeout in the fourth. And a 6-3 double play ball up the middle on a broken bat roller in the first. He rolls this one foul, then early swings. He pushes it into his own first base dugout. Allen awarded the PCL Player of the Week for his performance against Albuquerque, the last homestand. The 0-1 pitch. Lined the other way, just foul. In between the third base foul line and the manager, Fran Reardon. Not a lot of room to tiptoe between theirs. Allen was laid around on the fastball. Looks down to Fran and smiles. He didn't mean to nearly take his head off. Steady falls behind, nothing in two, with Garcia about two steps off the base at first, held on by Hernandez. Miller set the pitch. Allen fouls this one off the hands. Roller down the first base side yet again. Miller's out of Shadow Hills High in Indio, California, where the Coachella Music Festival is held yearly. Went to Cal Baptist and was excellent as a starting pitcher there. He He's set. Here's another 0-2 to Austin Allen. Another foul ball. This one chopped by the first base coach, Jason Hart. Picked up by a fan reaching over the first base seats. And Allen's nearly clipped both of his coaches out there. The manager down the third base side and assistant hitting coach Jason Hart down the first base line. Miller, 2-3 with a 4.75 ERA. This is his 15th outing, including four spot starts. 54 strikeouts and 41 2/3 innings coming in. Allen just is able to tip a slider straight back. Fastball, slider, curveball, changeup. A split change for the right-hander Tyson Miller. He doesn't throw from quite an overhand delivery. Drops it down to more of a three-quarters arm slot, but he set at the belt on another 0-2 delivery. As Allen fouls it off yet again, almost took out the on-deck batter Christian Pache. A lot of friendly fire in this plate appearance for Austin Allen. Almost near friendly fire. No one's been hit yet, but a couple of close calls. Allen's playing in his 25th game with Las Vegas. The average dipping tonight down to 295. So he'll look to do some damage here in the eighth. Here's another 0-2. He swings and misses. Miller eventually nabbing him with the curveball down by the back foot. A long at bat work by Austin Allen. If nothing else, driving up the pitch count. A 7-pitch at bat on 7 foul balls. Make it 6 foul balls before the strikeout. Garcia's still on first. After the Allen strikeout, here's Christian Pache. Making his Aviators debut, Pache singled on a line drive to the left side of the infield in the sixth. Took a 4-pitch walk in the second, grounded out to third in the fourth inning. Swings at a slider. Can't connect as it boomerangs away from him into the left-handed batter's box. Miller has 2 major league appearances this year in his big league debut with Chicago in 2020. Right-on-right matchup. Here's the 0-1 offering. Nicely placed fastball over the outside. Call for strike 2 to Pache. Pitch for Texas on the 10th and the 15th of June out of the bullpen. Their 2 1/3 innings gave up an unearned run on the 10th and gave up 6 runs on 4 hits and 2 walks and 2/3 of an inning before he was optioned back down. It's Pache to fist one straight back. It's the netting in front of the Aviators' home side dugout as well. With Billy McKinney swinging away on deck. Last outing for Miller was here in Round Rock. He's made 2 outings prior to tonight since being optioned down. Pitched against Oklahoma City on the 25th. Gave up a run on a solo home run over 2 innings of work. He deals to Pache on 0-2. And excuse me, swing, they appeal, and yes he did, says the first base umpire Luis Hernandez. Back-to-back swinging strikeouts. Pache rung up on the check swing. That brings up Billy McKinney with Garcia still on first and 2 down. Las Vegas with just 4 outs left to give here in the ballgame. McKinney is hitless, although he absolutely clobbered a ball in his last at-bat. 107-mile-an-hour line drive to the second baseman Arias, who's shaded back in shallow right field with Hernandez holding on at first. Here's pitch from Miller. Swung on it, missed. McKinney went down to a knee as he did so. Miller comes across home plate with almost a sidearm angle. Comes directly in. Looks like it's going to hit the back hip of a left-handed batter like McKinney. 5-2 Las Vegas trailing Round Rock with the wind blowing out to right field here in the bottom of the eighth inning. McKinney, it's a line drive picked up on a backhand short hop by the second baseman Arias. The throw to first is there. McKinney was giving it a real effort down the first base side. Instead, he drops to 0-for-4 with a hard hit ground out in the shallow right field. Leadoff walk stranded on first base after 2 strikeouts and a ground out by McKinney. Top of the ninth coming up. Las Vegas trailing Round Rock by a 5-2 score.
The world's best pizza, and you made it. I made it.
But what if no one could taste it because they couldn't find it to order online?
Sad.
Very sad. Luckily, 99.9% reliability from Cox Business Internet does more than help with everyday tasks. It helps connect your business to your customers.
Order up!
So the world's best pizza can finally reach us.com for details. All services subject to Cox Business General Terms.
Steiner, the Nevada style pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll to make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner, the Nevada style pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
Snacks, fuel, ice-cold drinks? Green Valley Grocery has all your bases covered. With locations across the valley, it's easy to slide in for whatever you need. Green Valley Grocery, proud sponsor of the Las Vegas Aviators.
Top of the ninth inning from Las Vegas Ballpark. Round Rock leading over the Aviators 5-2. Taking over for Domingo Tapia on the mound is Jorge Ruiz, hard-throwing Cuban right-hander. And behind, hard-throwing Dominican right-hander Domingo Tapia. Excellent outing tonight for Tapia in his 14th outing with the Aviators. Two innings, no runs, no hits, no walks. He struck out two of the final three batters he faced. 21 pitches, 15 strikes. He'll leave with a no decision. As of now, Allard and Koenig, the pitchers of record for their respective clubs. Jorge Ruiz, ranked number 27, up against the bottom third of the Round Rock lineup, beginning with Ryan Doerr, the shortstop. Now, Ruiz is not a big guy, but he generates a lot of velocity out of his 5'10", 190-pound frame. Deals on a first pitch fastball, 93 on the radar gun. It's a called strike one to Ryan Doerr, who settles in from the right. 2-for-3 so far tonight. Doubled in the second, singled in the fourth, flying out to straightaway center in the sixth. Ruiz from the stretch. This is high on a heater. Another 93-mile-an-hour fastball for one of the top arms out of Cuba, the 2016 signing class. Doerr hits it off the hands, into shallow right field, going back out is Mondu, coming in is Barrera. Right fielder on the run, makes the catch in fair ground. Able to take away a base hit from Doerr. On a ball tailing towards the corner. Good job by Barrera, who made it look easy. Great foot speed all around the Aviators outfield tonight. Josh Solais stands in, 0-for-2 with a walk and a run scored. Jorge Ruiz, 4-0 with a 3.63 ERA. Quietly, really dependable back-end bullpen piece for Fran Reardon and the Aviators this year. Misses outside on a changeup to Solais. This is his 19th relief outing of the year. 22 and a third innings. He struck out 22 hitters. Soleil offers up at a changeup tumbling underneath the bat. He can't connect at 84. The ball and a strike to the number 8 batter, Soleil, the DH. The real number for Ruiz is a career low 214 batting average against. Soleil hits a ground ball right back up the middle. Ruiz backs out of the way. It's the shortstop Smith who gloves it in the shift. His throw to first is in plenty of time because of how hard Soleil hit that one. Man, Ruiz, if he wasn't awake coming in, he's awake now. Allen was hit right back to him. Fortunately, Smith in the shift didn't have to move. And the throw to first was there. Two outs, nobody on for Nash Knight. Six straight batters retired between Tapia and Ruiz. Switch hitting third baseman in from the left takes a fastball up. Now one off the bat of Soleil, by the way. 103 off the bat. Smoked it, but Smith right there positioned perfectly. As Ruiz misses in with a slider. Two balls, no strikes to Knight, who singled a drive and a run in the second. Lined out to Smith in the fourth and grounded out to Lopes at third to begin the bottom, making the top of the seventh. Here's the 2-0. Nice-looking breaking ball, falling in for strike one. They're shifted to the right side of the infield against Nash Knight. Just looking down at the scorecard, the Duran home run in the fifth, the most recent hit for Round Rock. But Tapia now Ruiz doing a great job after Koenig settled it in after five. He misses outside here. Ruiz does. The count to three balls and one strike tonight with the on-deck batter Elier Hernandez on deck. 3-1 breaking ball in for a strike. Ruiz with some serious confidence in the slider. It's one of his best pitches. And the count goes full at 3-2 tonight. Everybody deep around the outfield. Here's the payoff offering. Swung on, grounded to the first baseman Garcia, who picks it up on the second hop. Makes the underhand flip to the pitcher, covering. Score that one 3-1 with Ruiz getting the put out. He took care of his job in the top of the ninth inning. With Las Vegas entering into the bottom of the ninth, trailing by three, they're going to need three to tie their bottom of the ninth when we return.
They say one great thing leads to another. And that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
In a world where dinosaurs roam freely, Carl's Jr. is introducing one of its meatiest menus yet. Now presenting your Jurassic-sized bite. Slow-cooked sliced prime rib and tangy amber barbecue sauce on a burrito or thick burger you can really sink your teeth into. If a raptor doesn't sink its teeth into it first, bite into the new Primal Angus Thick Burger and Primal Breakfast Burrito now at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. See Jurassic World Dominion now in theaters. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Primal Burrito is available during regular breakfast hours. Price and participation may vary. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
It all comes down to this. In the bottom of the ninth inning, Las Vegas looking to walk it off. They need three to tie, four to win it, trailing Round Rock 5-2. Tyson Miller out for a second inning of work. He walked Dermis Garcia before retiring the side and three batters following. 8-9-1 due up for the Aviators. Kevin Smith in from the right. It's the right-hander Miller, who deals a heater right down the dish for a called strike one. Smith followed by Drew Jackson, make it Nate Mondu and Luis Barrera. Mondu came in as a pinch hitter in the seventh. Here's the 0-1. Smith hits a roller down the third base side, a swinging bunt. Not in time! Safe is Smith. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, and Smith on for the first time tonight as a result. A number off the end of the bat and a bang-bang play at first that he was able to beat out for his first hit of the night. That's the way to get it started. Multi-run comeback. You need runners on. Nate Mondu going to put a ball in play in his second plate appearance. Struck out swinging in the seventh up against A.J. Alexi. Miller out of the stretch. A belt high set. Mondu in from the left. Miller deals a fastball from the right that's taken on a fastball right down the middle for strike one. This nine hole in the lineup between Jackson and Mondu now over three with three swinging strikeouts. Mondu hopes to change it, put a ball in play here. Inside leadoff first for Smith. They're going to throw over there, and he's back in standing on a very close play. It was a bit of a high throw that Hernandez, the first baseman, had to reach up for. Part of the reason why Smith was able to get back in. Second baseman Arias, equidistant between first and second base. The 0-1 pitch to Nate Mondu. After a long look in, here it is. He hits one in the air to left field. Heading back now in is Solak. Left fielder stops, reaches up, and is able to settle underneath and makes the catch. Mondu does put a ball in play, but it's a fly ball to Solak for out number one in the ninth. Here's a guy with a flair for the dramatic, Luis Barrera. A slow saunter into the left-handed box. Three hits in four bats tonight, including two singles and a home run in the fifth inning. Luis has scored the only two runs for the Aviators thus far, although they've matched Round Rock in hits with 10 apiece. One on, one down. Pereira takes a bouncing ball from Miller. Fastball in the dirt. Great block by Huff to keep the runner at bay on first. Was on a bounding ball to second in the third inning. He singled in the first and was driven around on a Langoliers triple. And the home run in the fifth is fourth with Las Vegas. His fifth at any level this year. Just the second that wasn't a walk-off job. Miller out of the stretch. Here's the 1-0. Pereira fouls a fastball straight back to the screen. Count all square and a ball strike in and out with a runner on. Pereira was leading off and in center field last night where he went 0-for-4. He had come into this game on an 0-for-9 stretch. So great to see him with three hits. Looking for his first four-hit game of the year. He's able to reach it in the ninth. Takes a fastball in off the back knee for a called ball two. 5 runs on 10 hits for the Express. 2 runs on 10 hits for the Aviators. The base hit for Smith not only put him on first base, but matched him in the hits category. The count 2-1. Here's the pitch. Called for a strike, clipping the black of the outside is Miller. 92 on the fastball, and Pereira none too happy with the call, but again, it's the ABS calling balls and strikes. Can't just turn around and ask the umpire how close it was either. So the count all square, 2 to Pereira. Good size lead off of first for Smith, held on by Hernandez. A swing and a miss, strike 3. Miller blowing 94 right by him. And with that, the Aviators, their backs against the wall down to their final out. Can't hit a 3-run game-tying home run if you're Christian Lopes with just one runner on base. So what that means is that he'll have to, at the very least, find a way on and set up the on-deck hitter Shea Langoliers. Multi-hit game already for Lopes. Double and a single in his last two at-bats, respectively. Right-on-right matchup with two down in the bottom of the ninth inning. Fastball with some glide from all one. Lopes with his 13th multi-hit game of the year. He was the top batter for Las Vegas in the 3-game series at Round Rock. 1-0 pitch hit high in the infield. This should do it. There's a shortstop, Doro, calls off the second baseman, Arias. He backs up. It's off his glove. Spoke too soon. The Aviators have some life. Oh, Doro looked to be camped underneath it. Tried to field it sidecar left, and he'll be charged for the error. And with Langoliers stepping in, representing the tying run in the bottom of the ninth, that one could be oh so costly. What a break Las Vegas has been given in the bottom of the ninth. Now it's up to Langoliers to take advantage of it. Huff out to make sure that him and Miller are on the same page with runners on first and second. Game's winning run on deck. Langoliers will look to tie it in a 5-2 game. Second mound visit used by the Express. Crowd of 6,571 getting into it here on a Friday night. Langoliers with a prime time opportunity, 2-for-4 so far this evening. First pitch from Miller. Best ball just outside for ball one. Both hits for Langoliers for extra bases. A triple in the first and a double in the third. He struck out in the fifth, ended the seventh on a fielder's choice ground out. Here's the 1-0. A swing. Line drive back up the middle. A base hit. Rounding third and scoring is Smith. Langoliers has made it a 2-run ball game in the bottom of the ninth inning. It's not always about how hard you hit it. That one, location, location, location. As Shea just able to poke one up the middle off the end of the bat. Lopes up to second. Langoliers represents the tying run. Would win the game if he were to touch it up. Two outs, two on. A 2-run ball game in the bottom of the ninth. And here's the Aviators' top power batter. Garcia with a hit and 2 walks on the game thus far. First pitch, a fastball down and outside. with Miller struggling to get the final out of the game. Huff out atop the mound. Both middle infielders, Doro and Arias, joining in atop the mound. They want to know what sign system the pitcher and the catcher are on so that they can adjust their defensive positioning accordingly. This, by far, the loudest the crowd has been tonight. And for good reason, the Aviators have given them something to cheer about in the bottom of the ninth inning. Third visit out of seven used. Garcia ahead, one ball, no strikes. Miller set at the belt. He deals on 1-0. Garcia hits a ground ball off of his foot, ruled a foul ball. An early and emphatic ruling by the home plate umpire Darius Gagne has bought the Aviators at least one more pitch. Garcia hit it off the front left foot. A foul ball moves the count 1-1. Right-hander Jesus Tinoco gets loose in the Round Rock bullpen just in case. The outfield as deep as you can be against Garcia. They don't want anything over their heads. Here's the 1-1. Miller delivers. It's a slider outside for ball three. With Austin Allen awaiting on deck, Demis Garcia had two balls to one strike. 2-1 count to Garcia, representing the game-winning run in the bottom of inning number nine. Here's the delivery. Garcia takes a hefty hack and fouls it straight back to the screen. He was trying to end the game with one hit there. But Langoliers on first after a Q-shot single gave him his second RBI of the night, his 36th of the year. It's Lopes off second. A 2-2 count to Darius Garcia. Pitcher Miller set, time called by the catcher Huff with an eye to the pitch clock. And Austin Allen swinging away on deck. The wind blowing out to center field as Tyson Miller comes set on 2-2. He deals. Garcia swings, broken bat roller to the left side, picked up by the shortstop Doro. Throw off the back foot just in time on a bang-bang play. The Aviators threaten but are unable to mount the comeback. Falling 5-3, dropping the third straight game against Round Rock, the first of which here at home. I'll have the totals when we return.
Hey, Bob, thanks for inviting me to your ultimate tailgate. I thought we were going to watch the game.
No, I said come check out the ultimate tailgate in my Chevy Silverado. It's the available multi-flex tailgate.
Bob, this isn't a tailgate.
Sure it is. It flexes into six different configurations to help you work harder.
So you didn't invite me to an ultimate pregame tailgate then?
Would you have come if I said otherwise?
Probably not.
The Chevy Silverado with available multi-flex tailgate. The strongest, most advanced Silverado ever.
See the Fairway Truck Megastore.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System. We're proud to be the official healthcare partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
School's out for summer, but if your business is running QuickBooks, you'll never get a break. Their manual processes and delays will leave you scrambling. Graduate to NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud financial system. No matter how big your business grows, with NetSuite, you'll gain visibility and control of your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and surveyed businesses who already graduated. NetSuite is offering a one-of-a-kind financing program, so head to netsuite.com/RBI.
A 5-3 defeat for Las Vegas, although they mounted a comeback in the bottom of the ninth to be sure. Shea Langeliers represented the tying run on first, with Darmis Garcia grounding out to the shortstop Doro, representing the game's winning run. It would have been a really, really late comeback for Las Vegas, as they're unable to capitalize on the most base runners they had on in any inning in the bottom of the ninth, to the tune of a 5-3 loss. Third straight game they've dropped to Round Rock, as their record drops to 9 games over 500 at 42-33, still in first place in the Pacific Coast League West. The home record drops to a respectable 25-15, with Round Rock earning win number 40 on the year. Now 40-36, still in third place in the PCL East. Their road record up to five games over 500 at 21-16. Las Vegas in a losing line scored home. Three runs on 11 hits. They out-hit the Round Rock Express while not committing any errors in the field. They left 10 men on. Round Rock with a winning line score of 5 runs, 10 hits, 1 error. They only left 4 men on. Colby Allard with the victory. Going 5 innings, allowing 2 runs on 5 hits while walking 2, striking out a season-high 8. Allard with the win to go to 1-1. Tyson Miller with the save. Tossed 2 innings, gave up an unearned run in the 9th thanks to an error. While walking 1 and striking out 3, his first save in 2 tries on the year. And Jared Koenig, a tough luck loser, giving up 5 runs on 10 hits over 6 innings. He drops to 4-3. Over 74 pitches, 51 strikes, the ERA rising from 2.21 to 2.75. We played in 2 hours and 25 minutes tonight in front of 6,571 fans. When we return for the Hash House of Go-Go postgame show, we'll break it down in action with the Aviators falling 5-3. Hash House of Go-Go postgame show coming up when we return.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
Family owned and operated, Ted Wien's Complete Auto Service has been supporting the Las Vegas Valley and handling all of your Bridgestone and Firestone needs since 1948. Swing on in for a set of innovative Bridgestone or durable, dependable Firestone tires today. We do auto repairs, too. No job too big or small. 9 locations throughout the valley. Make an appointment today. Visit us at tedweens.com to find a location near you.
Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub invites you to play the best tavern, keno, and video poker in Vegas. Promos are how we roll, so make the most of your gaming dollars here with us. Come play our proud partner gaming promotion, Fly Aviators Fly, and receive daily free play, bonuses, and more. With a chance to win awesome brand of prizes and big money for all the jackpots each week. It's not only great gaming that Steiner's Pub has, it's the 24 awesome rotating draft beers, and Vegas' best appetizers to match. So join us in supporting your Las Vegas Aviators, Golden Knights, Lights, Aces, and the Raiders as we make history in Vegas. Steiner's, the Nevada Style Pub at 8410 West Cheyenne, 1750 North Buffalo, and Las Vegas Boulevard at Windmill. Steiner's, I love this place.
When you're a member of America First Credit Union, the only house that matters to us is the one that you call home. And whether you're putting down new roots or making more room for your family to grow, we'll be there to help you nurture and care for the things you cherish most. Because the only home that matters to us is yours, truly. Learn more at AmericaFirst.com. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity lender.
Elevate your next experience at the Las Vegas Ballpark and watch the Las Vegas Aviators from the Play Studios club-level seats and suites. Enjoy specialty cocktails and food choices in the air-conditioned VIP Premium Lounge. Call 702-943-7200 for more information.
You're tuned into the Hash House of Go-Go post-game show. Matt Nevert joining you from Las Vegas Ballpark after the Las Vegas Aviators fell 5-3 tonight to the Round Rock Express. The Aviators now 42-33, still 9 games over 500. With the Express, win number 40. They'll go to 40-36. It was Colby Allard with the win. Jared Dattled for all 5 runs charged against the Aviators tonight. After Round Rock played in a run on 2 hits, including an RBI ground out by Nick Solak in the top of the first inning, Luis Barrera singled on the first pitch of the bottom of the first and was scored on a Shea Langeliers triple, his second three-bagger of the year, his first of an eventual 2 RBIs on the night. It was a 2 spot in the top of the second inning that really made the big difference, with the Express putting 2 runs on 4 hits, RBI singles from Nash Knight at the bottom of the lineup, and Elier Hernandez at the top of the lineup in a back-to-back fashion. And after 2 innings, it was 3-0. Round Rock plating 2 more runs in the top of the fifth inning. A leadoff double by Hernandez, followed by Ezekiel Duran's second home run of the last 4 games. And that would be it. That would actually be the last hit that they would have on the night. Jared Koenig retired the side in 3 batters following the fifth and went 1-2-3 in the sixth. Credit to Domingo Tapia and Jorge Ruiz. 3 nearly perfect innings. Only base runner that reached after the Duran home run for Round Rock was when Ezekiel Duran was barely tipped by a pitch from Domingo Tapia. He then retired the next 2 batters in order. Aviators got a run in the bottom of the fifth when Luis Barrera hit a solo shot with 2 outs over the right field bullpen. His fourth of the year with Las Vegas, his fifth in total. It's just the second that has not ended a game for Barrera. Fast forward to the bottom of the ninth inning. Kevin Smith singled to lead it off after Nate Mondu flied out and Luis Barrera struck out swinging after an elongated at-bat. Christian Lopes hit a pop-up to the shortstop Ryan Doro that was dropped. Doro was camped underneath it, just hit off the end of the webbing and fell. Very next batter, Shea Langeliers, hit a cue-shot ground ball back up the middle off the end of the bat that scored Kevin Smith. It was an unearned run charged to Tyson Miller, who then got Dermis Garcia to ground out to short to end the game, earning his first win, or save rather, in two tries, and dropping the Aviators for the third straight game. Las Vegas struggling with runners in scoring position tonight. They left 10 men on and were 1 of 7 with runners in scoring position. The biggest stat that leads to the Round Rock success tonight was their early inning success with runners in scoring position. They were 5 of 8 with runners in scoring position. Of course, they didn't have more than one base runner who didn't get past first from the fifth inning on. When we return on the Hatch House of Go-Go postgame show, we'll check in on the scores around the PCL and the Oakland Athletics. Aviators needing Sacramento to take care of business on Reno to remain 3.5 games up on the Pacific Coast League West. We'll check in on the scores when we return. It's the Hatch House of Go-Go postgame show.
You're home after a long day preparing dinner when...
Ew! What's that? It smells like rotten eggs.
That might be a natural gas leak.
It can't be. We don't have any natural gas appliances.
Even if you don't use natural gas, that rotten egg odor could be a sign of a leak in your neighborhood. Because gas lines can be buried anywhere.
Shut up.
No, speak up. If you ever suspect a leak, leave immediately and call 911 and Southwest Gas.
Thanks, Deep Voice Narrator.
You're very welcome.
Now, you know when it came to my KFC meal, I had to put some thought into it.
KFC, may I take your order?
So I started off with a warm and toasted brioche bun. Word of advice, do not sleep on brioche buns. They're French and they're fire. Come on. Now, for the star of the show, have you ever seen such a beautiful chicken sandwich? You gotta make my crispy fries, ranch, and an ice-cold lemonade. And there you have it. Check out the new Jack Harlow meal at KFC.
Order ahead or on the KFC app today.
Prices and participation may vary.
In a world where dinosaurs roam freely, Carl's Jr. is introducing one of its meatiest menus yet. Now presenting your Jurassic-sized bite. Slow-cooked sliced prime rib and tangy amber barbecue sauce on a burrito or thick burger you can really sink your teeth into. If a raptor doesn't sink its teeth into it first, bite into the new Primal Angus Thick Burger and Primal Breakfast Burrito now at Carl's Jr. Feed your happy. See Jurassic World Dominion now in theaters. Available for a limited time at participating Carl's Jr. restaurants. Primal Burrito is available during regular breakfast hours. Price and participation may vary. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
If you're not sleeping great, I'm not happy. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress. And our huge 4th of July sale will help you get great sleep and save money doing it. Save up to $500 on an amazing purple mattress sleep system. If that isn't enough, you can get up to a $300 free instant gift. And if that still isn't enough, get 15% off all purple accessories. Quick delivery and easy financing, too. So get great sleep and make me happy. Best Mattress. Sleep easy, friends. See store for details.
Hatch House of Go-Go post-game show continues. We're taking a look around the Pacific Coast League, namely in Sacramento, California, where the Rivercats were able to defeat the Reno Aces by a 7-4 score. With that loss for Reno, compounded with the loss for Las Vegas, the Aviators do remain 3.5 games up over second place in the Pacific Coast League's West Division. Sacramento with 7 runs on 7 hits, including a Yermin Mercedes home run in his first game since being optioned back down to the AAA affiliate of the San Francisco Giants. They're in the middle of the ninth inning. Tacoma due up as we speak in the only game going on around the Pacific Coast League currently. Salt Lake put up 3 runs in the top of the first inning. They lead 4-2 with Tacoma batting in the bottom of the ninth as we speak at Cheney Stadium in the Northwest. Everybody else final, including El Paso, who defeated Oklahoma City 11-8 at home. Sugar Land, 11-5 winner on the road over Albuquerque. 11 Las Vegas, the Aviators out-hit the Round Rock Express, but fell 5-3, even though the bullpen was absolutely outstanding, and the Aviators had runners on in every inning except for the fourth, as they fall for the third straight night to the Round Rock Express. And in the major leagues, the Oakland Athletics leading over Seattle 3-1, that game in the top of the eighth inning at T-Mobile Park. Sean Murphy with 2 RBIs out of the 3 runs driven in. He brought home Sean Kemp on a single in the fifth. Kemp singled home Sheldon Noisy in the sixth. Jesse Winker brought home Julio Rodriguez on an RBI ground out immediately following. And Sean Murphy with a home run to left center field in the top of the seventh, giving the A's a 3-1 lead. That game in the top of the eighth inning, with Nick Allen batting at the top of the lineup, due up right now. Nikki, 1-for-4 after a third inning single. When we return for our final segment of the Hash House at Go-Go postgame show, we'll break this game down one more time. We'll set Chip for tomorrow in the middle game of a three-game set in the fifth game in a row between Las Vegas and Round Rock. Finishing up, coming to the finish line on the Hash House at Go-Go postgame show when we come back.
Aviator 1 is flying with a wingman, Pete Maverick from Top Gun.
Your Las Vegas Aviators celebrate our independence with a short three-game homestand this Friday through Sunday against the Round Rock Express, the AAA affiliate of the Texas Rangers. Friday night, the first 2,000 fans get a free Top Gun Maverick t-shirt. Then we light up the sky on both Saturday and Sunday nights with an incredible fireworks extravaganza presented by your Las Vegas Hyundai dealers. Get your tickets now at aviatorslv.com.
America First Credit Union was founded with the dream of helping our members pursue theirs. So no matter what your goals are, how impossible your hopes seem, how out of reach your wishes feel, together we'll craft a plan to help you realize them. That's what being a member is all about. Because the most important dreams are yours, truly. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey, Aviators fans, I'm Carla Perez from the Valley Health System, partner of your Las Vegas Aviators. Our network of hospitals, physician practices, and outpatient services cover every base in the Valley and all along the Strip. While nobody wants to go to the hospital, you'll feel confident when you discover the Valley Health System and all we have to offer your home team.
Learn more at valleyhealthsystemlv.com. Physicians are not employees or agents of the system.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
One final time back from Las Vegas Ballpark. Matt and Everett welcoming you into our final segment here on the Hash House of Go-Go postgame show. 5-3 loss for the Aviators featuring 3 runs on 11 hits. They out-hit the Express, but they spread it out with the Express scoring 5 runs on 10 hits. In the first 4-plus innings, they had 1 base runner on a hit-by-pitch from the 5th inning after the Ezekiel Duran homer on. Colby Allard with the win to go to 1-1, 2 runs over 5 innings. Jared Koenig with the loss, 5 runs on 10 hits over 6 innings. He drops to 4-3. Tyson Miller with his first save and his second opportunity of the year. The Aviators, first place in the PCO West by 3.5 games, putting their 42-33 record on the line tomorrow in the middle game of this three-game set, with Jack Cushing set to make his 4th Aviators appearance. Cushing, 1-1 with a 7.71 earned run average, making his second start at home, up against 6'6 left-hander Taylor Hearn, who was optioned down from the Major League Texas Rangers prior to last week. It'll be Hearn versus Cushing in a battle of a left-hander versus a right-hander. Las Vegas dropping 3 straight against Round Rock, looking for vengeance tomorrow. Big fireworks show following the next 2 games with our extravaganza on the 3rd. For tickets, aviatorslv.com or thelbballpark.com. Once more, 5-3 the finals. The 5 runs on 10 hits. Back at it tomorrow, a 7:05 first pitch, 6:50 the pregame show on MILB.TV and Raider Nation Radio, AM 920. I'm Matt Neverett signing off, saying thank you for tuning in, and until tomorrow, so long.
You've been listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio. Brought to you by VisitLaughlin.com, Laborers 872, Pulte Homes, America First Credit Union, Valley Health System, STN Sports, and Credit One Bank, the official credit card of the Las Vegas Aviators. Thanks for listening to Las Vegas Aviators Baseball on AM 920 Raider Nation Radio.
The Las Vegas Aviators are landing in your ears on Raider Nation Radio, 920 AM, KRLB Las Vegas.
Raptors and Sixers and Celtics and Bucks, they're scared now. Ooh, they got Jalen Brunson. Maybe you should have hired his father first. Like, you kind of set yourself up for this. Like, what are you, a college team? They run like a college team. I'm just saying, Donovan Mitchell is going to be available now. So let's start this. Where does he go? And if I'm Dallas, I got to do something. You're not good enough. You need more players. All right? The Clippers are going to be healthy, and those guys are stacked. I take the Clippers seriously. If the Clippers are healthy, that is a dangerous-ass team. They're not just all old dudes. Like, we were talking about the sort of the mix. They do have some younger guys. They got, you know, they do have a balance, this team. Right? So if Kawhi actually is healthy and they actually play, they're going to be good. All right? The Memphis Grizzlies and Ja Morant are going to be good. All right? They're already good. They're going to be better. The Minnesota Timberwolves are coming for you. Phoenix, yeah, I think Phoenix sort of peaked. I think they had their shot. I think Booker, and sorry for everyone tuning in Arizona, but I think Booker's more of a stack guy than the pure winner guy. I'm just saying. It's my gut take. I want to get to the UFC, but we're going on this run here. What's up to Johnny? We got Johnny Kicknuts and Johnny Cakes. I don't know where Johnny Cakes is. Johnny Cakes is always bitching about the Dodgers. I don't even think he's a Dodger fan. Like, even I tell him to just stop. Every night, Dodgers this, Dodgers that. Yeah, even now, I look right now, he's bitching about Dave Roberts. Yo, bro, they're 19 games over 500. Shut up. Like, seriously. I, you know, you don't got to leave, Johnny, but I'm just saying, like, it's sort of